What's up? I am Ace Young.
And I'm Adam Mucci.
We're so happy to be here with our boy Robert Kelly on You Know What Dude podcast right here.
At riotcast.com.
Boom!
Lewis, shut the fuck up! I'm doing a promo and as we hear you in the background.
Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Chris Tinkle from the Hammer Fisting Podcast. And there is a gun in my head right now and I have to tell you that my podcast co-host, Lewis J. Gomez.
Real ass dude, Lewis J. Gomez.
Real ass dude. Lewis J. Gomez will be headlining Caroline's Comedy Club on Tuesday, January 8th at 7:30, everybody. And the best part, tickets are only $5, right?
When you use
the promo code.
Breakout.
Breakout.
When you use the promo code breakout at carolines.com. Christ, Tinkle.
I try my best.
All right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, YKWD fans. It's the New Year's episode. We have a very special lineup today. Ace Young from American Idol, good friend of mine. Adam Mucci. He was in Boardwalk Empire. He's been in a bunch of shit, but he was in Bronx Warrants with me. Yeah, he's one of those actors. You're like, all right, what's that guy's name? Oh, yeah, well, I fucking know you. You were in, yeah, that guy. Adam Mucci. Talented actor, funny motherfucker, good friend of mine on the show today. We have, of course, Lewis J. Gomez, Kelly Fat Festuca, and a new guy to the show, Mike Lawrence. Never met him. Had him jump in, fill in for Joe List, and fucking made me laugh. He came out swinging, settled into his own, and he had some good fucking one-liners. Very fun show. I really like this show. I hope you guys do, too. It's the last show of this year, 2012. Just to let you know, too, I've got a bunch of dates coming up. Of course, tonight I'm at Magoobies, and January 11th to 12th, Bananas in Jersey, Hasbrook Heights, one of my favorite clubs. And the 18th and 19th, I'll be up in Albany doing a date that I had to cancel back in the day. I'm also at Gotham this month. So make sure you go to my website, robertkellylive.com, brand new website I got for you cocksuckers. Check out my dates, get my app, get the Riotcast app, listen to all the shows on Riotcast. You guys are the shit. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for the donations. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. And enjoy this fucking episode, because I did. So, Happy New Year, YKWD fans. We'll see you next year.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
Okay, we are fucking live. Everybody, put your headphones on.
You get it?
I got Twitter.
What's your name on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's Mooch 59.
Spell it.
M-O-O-C-H-59.
Why 59?
Yo, man, I don't even know you over there. You're already breaking my balls.
listen, let's settle down.
That screen name, your balls already sound broken. Yeah.
No, they just hang low.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen, we got a crazy... First of all, this is our New Year's Eve special podcast for the fans. So happy New Year's Eve. The world didn't end.
Hey,
they were wrong.
Spoiler alert.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah, if you don't like spoilers,
I hope you bought Christmas presents.
Yeah.
That sounded like Michael Jackson.
Who's Michael Jackson? Kill them off the face of the earth. So,
I'm sorry, I stepped all over that. What'd you
think's wrong?
Oh, put your headphones on. That's why you didn't hear me talking, you jackass. Put your headphones on. Everybody, get the headphones on.
Turn.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. M-O-O? What the fuck is it?
Mooch
59.
You love saying your last name. Kelly, why don't you introduce our guests this week, please?
Okay, so do you want me to introduce you two as well? you as well?
No, so, I think they got that.
Okay, they've got that. Okay.
They had to search my name on iTunes to get the podcast.
All right, so to the far right of me, his girl's about to pop out a baby any minute. Where should you yesterday?
She was doing the 18th, which was 2 weeks ago, Kelly.
Oh, my God. So the baby's dying.
The baby is actually eating her from the inside out now. My girl's dead.
As a true Puerto Rican baby, they eat their way out.
You know that Rottweiler voice. Luis Gomez!
Jay Gomez, you
whore. Do you know my kids are Puerto Rican?
Are they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you understand. Mooch.
Rican of what?
What? The baby's already come out pregnant. That's what happened.
What? That's pretty funny.
Do I look like I have Puerto Rican children?
You might. I don't know. Are you fucking a Puerto Rican chick?
I don't know. Some of those Puerto Rican girls like those white boys.
All right, Kelly.
We bonded.
Everybody shut your faces. Listen to me, Kelly. You introduce people. Yeah. It's going to take 30 fucking minutes. Just introduce the fucking people.
And then to the right of me, very, very funny comic.
Kelly,
Mike,
it doesn't matter where
Lawrence.
They're sitting in relation to you, though.
This is my introduction.
That was my moment, and you talked over it, man.
I was trying to give him some light and shade, and
just
you fucking
stomped. Introduce the fucking people.
My girlfriend just had a miscarriage, just so you guys know.
Did
I want to
really?
Fit in.
Was it Puerto Rican?
And I have it with me.
Puerto Ricans don't know how to miscarry. That's the problem. Yeah.
That'd be a great joke. If a girl had a miscarriage, you brought it with you on stage. This happened this weekend.
You want to meet it?
All right. I'm doing my introductions.
Go ahead.
Okay. And now two newbies in the studio.
You didn't introduce this guy. Nobody
just said Mike Lawrence.
Nobody heard it.
Mike, I'm sorry, Mike.
As per usual.
Mike Lawrence, he's great. No, Lewis stomped all over it.
Sorry, how do you spell his last name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Say it. Slow down.
Hold on.
You go, Mike Lawrence.
She just said Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Crikey, I don't know how to spell nimes.
Thank you. That's a shitty Dan Soda impression. He said crikey.
Too easy to do it.
All right, fuck you. I'm doing it. All right, listen. To my left. No, I'm kidding.
See how good it feels?
We have another special guest, a very good friend of mine. I've been friends with you for a long time. Ace Young from American Idol.
Yes, sir.
Season five, and the guy who won?
Taylor Hicks.
I'm so sorry.
Didn't you win last year? You were on The Voice this year, weren't you?
Yeah. Hey, now.
And then we have another great friend of mine who I just met this year, who I've actually known because he's an actor, and I've seen his dumb face. I've actually hated you in movies.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I fucking hated your face.
I hate him in life.
What was the Dillinger one?
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. He was in Public Enemy. I said to my wife, I go, that guy's face, I want to punch it. When you were on film. And then we actually did my pilot together, and I became friends with you, and I love you to death. I just saw you play, which is
Let's Kill Grandma This Christmas.
And it's at the theater on 46th Street. What's the name of the theater?
The St. Clements Theater at the church.
And when's it running to?
The 30th.
The 30th.
So when people listen to this, it will
yesterday.
Be over.
No, it won't. This is coming out New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be over.
The 30th.
Oh.
So you better have seen it.
I thought it was going to the 6th.
It was.
want
to know the problem? It's a Christmas play.
Welcome
no one wants to hear about Christmas after January 1st.
And also your blonde eyelashes make people uncomfortable. So
he's Puerto Rican.
It's very Children of the Corn.
Yeah. It's extended to Let's Go Grandma this Chinese New Year's. Yeah,
yeah, you look... You look like the things in the pool. I don't get nothing.
He's 12 inches Puerto Rican.
This bandana is called the bomb bandana.
He looks like Michael Rapaport with less confidence.
Oh, God.
Wow, this guy's going to come at me hard. Yeah. I can tell.
You sound like Joe List with less funny jokes.
There you go.
You look like the miner from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm
Yukon
sure you get
Cornelius,
that
he's not
true.
A miner, he's a
Whatever
hunter. Come on, get it right.
Oh my God.
He's a husky dog. Mooch, it looks like the dude that picked on Mike Lawrence his entire fucking life. So I think that's
we all look like the guy that picked on Mike Lawrence.
All your eyes are just blinking the word fag at me. Yeah. The
and can I just Morse code blink the word faggot at this thing?
And I look like the guy who knows Morse code. So
you look like the guy who invented it.
You're with the ham radio every night.
I named it after my dead wife, Diane Morse.
Your wife died? I'm kidding.
That's the face I have.
During the miscarriage.
Well, first of all, we got I want to talk to Ace a little bit, and then I'm going to talk to you. You've been one of my favorite actors. You're the guy. What's that guy's name? The guy.
What?
Yeah.
And now I know it's Adam fucking Mucci.
Yeah.
It's fucking Adam Mucci.
And on Twitter, it's Mooch59.
At Mooch59.
I just figured that out just now.
But Ace, me and you, how the fuck did me and you meet? I forget. I don't
remember the first, actually.
Where were you, here at the Comedy Cellar?
I don't remember.
Why the fuck are we friends?
I have no idea.
Like, how? Because look at this guy, if you look at him, he's... Ace Young, one of the sexiest motherfuckers ever to be on Idol. I remember when they were promoting you when you were on the show. You used to be a construction worker, a roofer. They had him with the long curly hair and no shirt on a roof with a hammer. And I was like, go fuck
your wife
yourself.
Loved me and you hated
God.
Me.
No, my wife likes fat guys. I swear.
Yes,
to God.
She does.
I better start eating.
She kind of has to, I guess.
Yeah, she has no choice.
Oh, God.
Just like your wife likes food and a beard.
And who knows what else?
I like smelling my own pussy 3 days later.
No, the funny thing is they do their own production thing every time you get on the show.
Yes.
And when they produce you how they want you to be produced.
Yeah.
I had been in L.A. for almost 6 years at that point. I was the only white guy touring with Brian McKnight, opening up for he and New Edition all over the West Coast. And when I got on American Idol, they said, just came from Colorado. I was like, wait, no, I've been in L.A. And they're like, oh, he's new on the prowl from Colorado. And he did construction. I did. I built homes for 2 years. But I didn't do the actual, like,
yes, you already made
labor.
It, kind
of. I drove one of those huge-ass scrapers that levels the ground for the houses. So it's like, it looks like a semi with the...
So you did no physical labor whatsoever.
I didn't use a hammer.
So you didn't get the abs by climbing a roof and hammering. And
by the way, that's how fat Bobby is. He thinks you can get abs from climbing a ladder.
Yeah, but if you...
Here's the thing. When I saw you do your first stand-up, we were talking about the beached whale bit. Jesus. Remember when you said she dismounted and you
be careful when you walk into that room, buddy.
Hold on. Okay, he had lost a lot of weight at that moment, and he said I can't even do my fat bit anymore because I'm not fat. And you had said your wife, after having sex, she did this movement with her leg that you felt very ashamed of because it was like she was getting off a beach whale.
She used to dismount me like she was getting off a dirty bicycle.
And then to make it worse,
don't ever unfunny my joke.
Hold on. And then to make it worse, she would come back and give you a wet rag.
What's that?
And then to make it worse, she'd come back and give you a wet rag.
Yeah.
To clean up.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to get up.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
Hold on. No, I remember everything. So the way I got the abs.
God, you're good looking.
I wasn't on the bottom.
You weren't on the bottom.
He was fucking your wife from top.
No.
Was that a setup to a fucking joke? Listen to me, dude. Stick to fucking notes.
No, but you get the abs from working it out.
Listen to me, dude.
You just can't lay down for it.
I think based on that explanation, you're in the deconstruction business.
I'm working. I'm trying. See, the problem is if I actually speak like myself, all the Idol fans will run away.
Really?
Oh, dude, totally.
Yeah, this is what sucks. This is what's great about being
all the Idol fans don't remember. Season 5.
Oh, they do. They do, I promise you.
Jesus Christ.
It's scary.
Who are you?
I wish they didn't.
Listen, can you?
I wish I could reinvent myself, and I wish they didn't.
I know you worked at like a fucking jail where you come in hard, it's easy to lighten up and to come in easy and harden up, but settle down, all right? It's a good friend of mine, and he's not a comic. You're coming at him. These two guys are actors. They're going to fucking call their agents after the show. All right?
They have people that care about him. After them.
When you said I look like I was in a jail, I was like, actually, I worked at a McDonald's for 7 years.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know when you're lying. I thought your wife had a miscarriage. I felt bad for a second.
He did. That's how we've bonded over working at separate McDonald's before.
Really? Yeah. Have you ever? Now, you worked, that was your, you worked at, a, really worked at a McDonald's for seven, like looking like this?
Did you have a beard?
Yeah.
You had that beard?
At times.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, honest to God, I'm walking up, a guy like me, I got my family and my friends, and I'm walking up. How would you say, hey, what's up? What's going on? And how would you deal with me as a McDonald's employee?
Do you not know how customer service
Shut
works?
Shut your face. I want to know how he'd do it.
I would say, hello, welcome to McDonald's, and you'd be amazed that I spoke English.
You would actually say that at the end, and you'd be amazed I spoke English.
Anyways, so, I mean, it is. I mean, this is the tough part about this business. And Mooch, you've been up and down, too. You've been at the point where it's like, oh, my God,
oh, yeah.
I'm next to fucking Johnny Depp.
Dude, I keep in my brain this moment that I had where we're shooting this scene where when I'm coming at him at the end with the gun and
at the end of Public Enemies,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I got Johnny Depp on one side, I got Christian Bale on the other, Fuck. Michael Mann there, and Fuck. Stephen Lang from Avatar, and we're talking about the scene. And like, who's the fucking odd man out here? Right. You know what I mean?
First of all, how do you pay attention with a giant boner at that point? That's what I want to know.
But no, you know, truthfully, yeah, I've been there, and I actually took stock in my brain. I said, you know what? I got to remember this moment for the time when I know I'm going to be back down on the fucking bottom.
You're here right now. You got back there.
Hey, welcome to the YKWD.
Welcome back, buddy. You know, sad to see you guys. Good to have you back.
Johnny Depp and Christian. No, it's...
Yeah. Can I ask
you? You're next to Luis J. Gomez, Kelly, the who for Stuka, Robert Kelly, and...
UConn Cornelius.
Can I ask you about Michael Mann, is it true that you had to do, is he like 45 takes on everything?
We did a lot of takes. There's the one scene where I beat the crap out of Marion Cotillard. Actually, I got I got a really crazy story about that, actually. She just won the Oscar. She literally flies in to shoot the scene with me. And Michael's like, you know, be careful. You know, she's just won the Oscar. She's, you know, really talented. Be careful, right?
So the more talented you are, the fragile you become.
No, well, I think just, you know, I'm a big dude.
So you can basically kick me in the head.
Pretty much.
You could beat the shit out of Kelly up and down the street, left and right.
So he's like, I want you to kick the chair, come in, grab her face, right? So I come in, I'm like, where the fuck is he? And I kick the chair, and she's handcuffed to the chair, and I knock the leg out of the chair, and she's going flat on her face, about to break her fucking nose. I caught her right before she hit the ground.
Oh. Really?
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm working with an Academy Award winner,
yeah.
And I almost broke her nose.
Wow. Yeah. That would have been fucking a way better story if you did.
Yes. It would have been harder to do take two, though.
Yeah, but no, he does do a lot of takes, and he, especially for scenes where he wants a lot of tension. Like, we probably did that take like 25, 30 times.
Fuck.
Jesus, man.
And you weren't even supposed to play that role. You wanted to do something else.
Yes. How did you know?
Hang on one second. Lewis, this is acting. What he does is they pretend at the highest level.
Bob, you're going way too fast for him.
What I love
sometimes
is that
sometimes someone gives you a job, and when someone gives you a job...
He's doing the dog faces when you talk to a dog.
Yeah, when Mooch said that he was in the room with Johnny Depp and Christian Bale, Lewis was like, oh, did you get a boner? And then when he said he was with Marion Cotillard for 30 takes, he never once asked if he got a boner. And then I got to physically grab her. No boner, right?
Can I tell you why? That's because Lewis is gay.
That is
and
right on the money.
His Puerto Rican son that hasn't been born yet is gay in the belly. Coming out gay.
But he can dance.
He comes out with one diamond earring on the side.
But he can dance.
He can dance. Yeah. He's the next American Idol.
Oh, hey, cool, Lewis's gay son.
So here's the deal. Now, you have been at, you're in New York.
Yeah.
You get a lot of work. You hustle.
I do.
You hustle. You've been on... I mean, you've been on Boardwalk Empire.
Yep.
You were on Men in Black 3.
Law and Order.
You were in Law and Order. You've been in...
Sopranos.
You were on Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
You can't be on a movie. Yeah. Be in a movie on a TV show. Bob, come on, bro. You know what's up.
Where did you get that shirt? Spanish Harlem?
It looks like Ricky Ricardo.
You really do. Oh, Ricky!
Lossy! You got some explaining to do.
Listen...
Sorry, is that a bomb?
You get a lot of work in New York City. You hustle, but you've been in a lot of stuff. What is your ultimate? What is your ultimate fantasy? If I could give you your dream gig right now, what do you want to be in a series? You want
I
to
just
be in a
wrote
big
a
movie?
1-hour drama about my dad.
That's never ever going to happen. But if somebody famous had a show that you could be,
that's actually the
thank
name
you,
of it.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
I'm kidding. Appreciate I'm that, kidding. Tell
no,
this isn't going to get a pass. Talking about it here.
Just FYI, we're not NPR, but no. So you wrote
my dad was a bookie and a cop at the same time.
No shit.
Oh. Yeah. So in the early '80s in New York, in Hudson County, New Jersey, but we changed a lot of it.
Really?
Know, so, yeah.
So it's, he was on both sides of the law.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, his best customers were the cops.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And here you go. So you wrote a 1-man show, and this is what you want.
No,
to
it's a 1-hour drama for TV. It's
so,
not a 1-man show.
Oh, so it's gonna just.
But I'd like to do a 1-man show about my dad because my dad was a really interesting cat.
Why don't you, why is everybody using the word cat again? When did this come back? It's the second podcast in a week. Like, yeah, man, this cat is cool. What the fuck?
I don't know.
All right, Lenny Bruce. Listen. Yeah, no, please don't laugh. Just snap your fingers. So why wouldn't you do it as a one-man play?
Maybe, but right now we wrote it as a one-hour drama, and it's getting pitched, and, you know.
Well, here's the thing, because I was talking to Ace, I was talking to you today, yeah. And, I mean, you were a star in Grease on theater. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No,
he was on Broadway.
On Danny Zuko?
Broadway.
I actually played Kanicki.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew I was nice, so I wanted to be an Kanicki. Asshole.
So I was going to...
Yeah, I actually went and saw.
Hopefully, you don't end up like Jeff Conway.
Yeah, well, no. Things to look forward to.
I gotta be. You were great in the show. Everybody was great. But it was all right. There's Broadway, and then there's the other Broadway.
Off-Broadway?
There's Circus Olay, and then there's Cirque. Okay, do you understand? And your show, I thought it was going to be the big Broadway, but it was kind of a low budget.
Oh, totally.
Like they
put it on us. Yeah.
Yeah, they put it. I mean, the actors really had to work your asses off
totally.
To keep us going, because there was no, like, the car came out and it looked like you guys made it that afternoon.
I think half the steam machine worked when it came out, too.
Yeah. It was like the props, you could see the guy behind, they're just dressed in black. You know what I mean? It was not... You know, in a movie with a high school, the rich high school has a great play, which is way
the other one.
It's like you guys were a rich high school. It wasn't Broadway, Wicked.
It was dangerous too, because when I had to do when I actually had to come out and do the number with the car, I'm doing Grease Lightning. I had to jump from the car and all over the car, and the car, I never knew where it was going to end up when they were spinning it in the 360.
Okay,
over
come
and over
on,
and over.
Spider-Man, relax. Dude. It wasn't that dangerous.
No, it was dangerous.
Turn
you,
off.
You
the
gotta
dark.
Watch it, because hang when on. you go off the stage, there's a fall that's about 14 feet.
Yeah, dude.
So you got to be careful. And I jumped from the hood of the car 14 feet forward, landing in a dance number. So I'm sitting there. I'm the fifth boy. I have four older brothers that make me look short. I'm 6'1 and short. My brothers are 6'7, 6'4, 6'4, 6'3.
I'm 5'8. What am I?
You're tiny. You're like a dwarf.
I'm a woman. I should be your wife.
Instantly, when I even thought of Broadway, I thought of tights. And I was like, I can't do Broadway. And they go, no, this is different. You're going to be, you get to pick the part. So I pick Kanicki.
Right.
You get to wear jeans. Like, you're not going to be doing anything stupid. Right. And that's why when I did Hair, I just got butt naked. I was Burger. So I was butt naked in the revival of Hair. And that's how I met my fiance, Diana, because she got naked with me and she was Sheila. That was 3 years ago.
You both were naked on stage?
We had balls in the wind. Well, I did. She didn't.
So you had
your balls out?
Oh, dude, everything.
Your dick?
Yeah.
You showed your dick?
I did.
Whoa!
And I was trying to get you to come see the show, but it would have been that much more
See, I know that. That's how I
me.
Know he has a big dick, because nobody with a small
Absolutely.
Dick would
I was
ever show
the
it.
Same yeah. thing.
Ever. It's over. Like, you see the guys in the gym, like, walking around? Dude, the
no,
guys
we
that,
don't, homo.
You're not supposed to look like
Strike two.
But the old guys...
And by we don't, you mean go to the gym.
No. But the old guys in the shower.
That was a good one.
Dude, let me tell you something, dude. These fucking guys with their big fucking, they just, it waves around the locker room, and then there's me with a towel around my waist, taking my underwear off underneath my towel, because I don't want anyone to see my flabby ass and tiny
I
dick.
Had 1,500 people 8 shows a week. Yeah,
I actually go into the toilet, into the stall, and I play the guitar on my dick, get it hard, I get it half full, and then I come out with my dick out in the gym.
You fluff it up a little?
Yeah. I actually had my dick pop back inside in the gym, and a guy, a fan, walked by and go, like right in the room, Bobby, and I went, and I literally just spun around. I jumped and spun around, and I tried to pull my dick, like get my dick half hard, so I could turn back around.
Well, you know, if you do the fluff,
that
and
was
it starts
still
to
less
get hard,
vague than talking about being in Grease.
Everybody knows. No, everybody
what a
knows.
Segue.
Everybody knows that you fluffed, because as it gets harder, it starts pointing at you. So you gotta.
Mine
know.
Doesn't go up.
Now you, if it's a little hard, you can make it move. You can make it, give it a little jump. You give the little jump.
So I don't get this. Awesome. So you, how do you?
So you saw your girl naked before you guys had
oh,
sex?
Oh yeah. The same day. Yeah, pretty much.
The same day you had sex?
Pretty close.
Nice.
Yeah, wouldn't you? I'd fuck
we started
the first
dating
day.
Instantly. Like,
you
literally.
Just fuck on stage. Yeah, Jesus. The guy in the back is like, bravo.
Can I say something? Orgies on stage.
Can I, guy, good-looking people like you, they fuck instantly.
Yeah.
Ugly people, it takes us weeks to figure out, like, do I, ugh, all right.
Don't how much money does it take, too? I mean, it's...
How do you take your junk out on stage and not
like
feel
this?
Exactly.
He presents
how do you
it.
I look too. Pussy. How funny it would have been if you had your dick out.
I've done naked stand up before.
There's oh, you did that show?
There's naked comedy. I did it 20 times.
Yeah, but that's how you had to get on stage.
Yeah.
I'm actually funny.
God, damn.
You've done fucking bring a sandwich comedy.
Every time you disapprove of me, I just see you as my dad. Listen, I've got to write a 1-hour play about
you, Papa. Did your dad see you naked?
My father never saw me naked. I never got to be naked for my father.
Show me what you got. Yeah. Show me what I gave you.
Face me, father. You gave me this. I that am your
actually,
son.
That was actually the best moment because my parents, when my parents came to see the show, shit. It was the best moment ever for me because who's going to be more awkward than the people that gave me my dick?
That's my like, boy.
I was like, you created this.
Did you make eye contact with your mom the
Wait
whole time?
Wait a minute, dude.
I actually, I actually invited my mom up on stage because every show I was
like,
Whoa, hold on.
It's a fucking PG-13 rated show.
Wow. Yeah, right. So I invited her up because every show in the opening, I come out with jeans on and a vest, and then I do a monologue, and I go down to a sash, and I wear just a sash for the whole first act of the show.
If you're attractive, you can bring your mom up on stage while you're naked. That's one of those hot people rules.
You're talking awesome.
You're more like an angel than a human being at that point.
Well, she didn't think she was going to be invited up because normally I'll say, oh, my mom's here, and I pick up
because she didn't think her son was a freak.
She knows now.
So wait, I need to ask you this question. Your dick is you're naked. Like your dick is out. Your dick and pubes.
Yeah.
Like they can see how you trim your bush.
He doesn't have pubes. Yeah, come on. Bob.
No, I actually do. I did, especially for the show because everybody grew it back out.
Yeah,
because
you got to be a hippie. Yeah.
We had to be hippies going against the Vietnam
draft. All right, so your shit is out, and then you grab your mom while you're naked.
I just had the sash with my mom.
So you didn't have your cock out when your mom was there.
No.
But your mom did see your cock.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know who you are.
That's weird.
I'm one of your best friends.
That's weird.
That's when you say, I'm Ace fucking Young, and just walk out the door.
Out. Boom. Adam.
Only a guy named Ace could show his mom his dick.
Adam.
Yes.
Adam, is your name really Ace, first of all?
It's my nickname off my middle name.
So no.
Hold on. I'll tell you why.
Hang on.
My great-grandfather's name was Asa. He went by Ace his whole life.
Yeah.
I'm the fifth boy. Yeah. So they really didn't care what my name was.
Right.
They just said name him. That was it.
Okay.
Thankfully, I like sports. They named me Brett Ace.
Who are they, by
my
the
parents.
Way? Are you in a, okay.
Parents.
Yeah, Ace Young sounds like a pilot from the 1930s.
So, hold on. So my parents named me Brett after George Brett. And then Ace was off of Asa, but I always went by Ace my whole life. I met George Brett when I was 13, and I was sitting there with him, and I said, it's kind of weird that they named me Brett after your last name for my first name. And then I thought about it. My initials would have been gay if they named me George Ace Young. Right. So I was like, I was sitting there talking to him, and he just lost it. He started laughing.
Right.
And I literally called my parents, and I said, did you think about it? And they said, yeah, we actually did.
Really?
But they wanted me to be Bay. Everybody spells something.
Bay.
Yeah. Bay. But I never knew.
I'm arm.
Your arm?
My initials are arm.
It's because you're hung like an arm.
You know what mine is? Mine's Erp.
Mine's Lidg.
You know, they say if your Fledgeable. Initials spell something or...
Yeah. You're gay?
You're
no,
an asshole.
You'll always have money.
Really?
Yes, that's my grandfather told
because
me.
Because nobody forgets it, right?
My initials spell money.
Oh my God. You just changed your name.
I'm gonna name my kid Malcolm Otis
Needs everything.
Irvin.
I was gonna say
Chris Oscar Kelly.
I was gonna say the
Hawk.
I was gonna use the wrong N-word.
No, but here's the messed up thing.
Yeah, Julius Elliot Weinberg. It's Jew for sure.
The messed up thing out of everything is that I didn't know my name was Brett. And I didn't even know my middle name was Asa until I was six.
Right.
I was reading my birth certificate, and I said, Mom, who's this? I thought they lost the kid because there's five of us already.
Right.
So she goes, that's you. And I was like, oh, okay. And I went on about my day. I was Ace since I was
born.
Can I just
explain something, too? How much more famous Ace is than Moochie or any of us?
Oh, yeah.
Because I asked you a question, but then I just went back to you for a second, and you have this great... You've been on the fucking interview couch so many times because you were like, you had this great story about your fucking name. It's 20 minutes later and Moochie's looking at you like, what?
I admire this guy, man. I'm actually working to get into TV and film now.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to do. I want to get into that. I want to get into it hardcore, and I really
want to
enjoy
it. Whip that dick out, boy.
I've
get on film quick.
Dude, I went into like Shameless auditions and all that stuff, but I had long hair. And they said, you're either you or we need a stoner or a rocker. And that's why I shaved my head. I gave all my hair to Locks of Love and I shaved my head 2 months ago.
He really is.
It's good that they don't stereotype in our industry.
Yeah, well, it's good. I love that he's so he's so fucking perfect Hollywood. He went, I shaved my head, gave it to Locks of Love. It's like, come on, nobody gives a fuck about that.
No, okay.
Prove it.
I did.
I want to see the fucking kid. I want to see the bald kid that looks like Ace Young.
I do too. I actually asked if I could, and they said they wouldn't tell me.
Oh, I don't think they give it to just one person though. All your hair, right?
Yeah, they do.
They do. Sometimes it takes like three people's.
What do you think?
They
have curly straight Asian hair and then curly hair on one side of the kid's head.
It'd be so funny if you just called the kid. You're fucking this up, all right? You're not wearing it the right way, asshole. Do you even know what conditioner is, fag?
Oh my god. That's another reason why I shaved it. I started having to like treat hair. I grew it out because I didn't care. Yeah. And then the moment I had to start caring about
Was that a poem?
Are you kidding? You're looking at three guys now who want to kill you. They want to murder. And Mike has hair.
I like him, man. I had a beard last year.
Ace has done a lot of interviews because he can talk about anything.
Ace, what about your teeth?
I had braces for 6 months.
A soul patch isn't a beard, all right?
There's no, dude. I grew a straight-on beard just like yours, full. And I did a performance, and when I did it...
And then somebody yelled out, faggot!
No,
shaved it immediately.
No. They didn't even know it was me.
I've done a performance. 20 people is a performance, right? Yeah.
I did a Hallmark Hollywood Christmas Day parade.
I want to know... this is still on my brain. You brought up this naked comedy show.
Yeah. You never heard of this?
Yeah, what did you talk about?
I want to know what this is. Explain where this is, what it is, and why the fuck would you get naked?
With
the
hot dog bun.
You said it, man, without the meanness about me not being funny. I came.
You're very funny. So far.
He came.
Thank you, Dad.
All right, go ahead. Explain it.
No, you know, I came to New York with nothing, and, you know, it was one of the only places that would book anybody, uh-huh. So I did it, and...
Well, I mean, what? Why? The why? Do they have to have you naked? Why
by the way, can I say, the host of the show... Has
the smallest dick I've ever seen in my life.
It's ridiculous. It's like a tiny little button. And me, Big J, and Metzger went to go watch the show just because we thought it'd be funny to watch it.
Right.
And we came in when the host was already on stage for like 6-7 minutes.
Yeah.
So everyone had been over how tiny his dick was.
Right.
But we came in late and we just couldn't stop laughing.
Why? You don't know Hack until you see Naked Hack. When someone does like the same 10 minutes about their deformities.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute.
You know when someone does the exact same. So when he's like, you're on in 10, you go outside, you're like, all right, 9.5, and then you walk back you know exactly what he's saying. Like, there was the first time that I did the show, I remember this guy was like, hey man, you got a cigarette? I was like, no, I don't smoke. He's like, can you try to get me one? I go to the theater and I get a cigarette for him. He comes out with sunglasses on his dick and the cigarette glued to his balls, and he's like, hey guys, it's Joe Camel.
That's awesome.
And he comes back and goes, works good, every time.
But was there puffs of smoke coming out of his balls?
No. You gonna do that Joe Camel bit? You bet your ass.
There was
a
girl on the show that night. I don't remember the name. I met her again. Hot. She's a comic. She was a cute chick. Yeah. She came out and she was really uncomfortable, dude. So what she did was, she's naked. And she goes, hold on, I forgot my set. And then she unfolds a piece of paper, and it ended up being a huge piece of paper, and she covered herself up with it. That was a funny gag.
Right.
But then she like put it to the side, and then just like uncomfortably like went through the rest of her set.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I've never felt more rapey than staring at this girl in like the worst moment of her life.
When you looked at Race, you didn't feel more
rapey?
I never
felt more rapey than when I was naked in front of a bunch of people.
I just want to know another time in your life you felt rapey.
When I raped that girl? Yeah.
He's a Puerto Rican.
I'm a rapist.
Walking down the street. Catching a bus?
When the Puerto Ricans come out, have to hold them back from raping their own moms.
In his defense, their schools don't teach them how to spell the word consensual.
They stay hot forever.
This is my question, is do you walk out naked? Or do you go out there and have to take your stuff off like a UFC fighter, like at a weigh-in?
Some of the shows I've done are so fucking humiliating and degrading.
Like what?
I mean, just some of the shitty shows that you do for any show you do where they charge money and you don't get paid is way more humiliating than being naked in front of a bunch of people.
Wow. You really just made it real, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. But you got paid for that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that, Eastville Comedy Club?
Where do they do this naked show?
They did it. They don't do it anymore. At least here, it started in Boston, and then they brought
it to
New York.
People's Improv Theater, right?
Dude, here's an idea. We're gonna fucking take our clothes off.
No,
right?
Take your fucking clothes off.
Here's who goes.
Fill the seats that way.
Very liberal women who bring their men to show them how liberal they are. Old gay guys who come up to you afterwards and go, "That was great," and I'm like, "Oh, what jokes did you like?" Everything, you know,
like I like staring at your mushroom.
Yeah, human snaggle pusses or snaggle pots.
Could you imagine if Ace went down there and took his clothes off?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That'd be the new thing.
I'd we'd all be fucking stampeding to suck his cock after the show.
And nudist. And nudist, you were allowed to be naked in the audience if you wanted. And they were
really?
They're the worst audience members I've ever
performed.
Oh, dude,
I would hate to have to clean those seats.
Why is there nobody who... Okay, first of all, there's hot women, really, who are nudists. And there's no hot women who are into really just being dirtballs and just sucking dick.
No, that's
just
not true.
I'll say this. The Naked Show is one of those instances where New York has to prove how New York it is. Right. You know, like, look how different we are.
Why don't they pick a warmer climate? I mean, they don't obviously don't know guys.
I want to say thank you really quickly. Quick to our beautiful, there's a mic's on right there. Step up to that, baby. Linda. For taking the photos. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're so adorable.
Linda keeps
look at you with your little photography outfit on.
Yeah.
Linda keeps me from being racist every time she's here.
Yeah.
she's the best.
She keeps us all.
And quietly absorbing all the racism we give towards you.
Exactly.
So, Adam Mucci.
Yes?
You did this play the other night, and I walk in. Literally, the theater is... He's been asking me to go, and I was kind of, you know, crazy, whatever. I was on vacation, and I come back. The theater is behind my house.
Oh,
I mean,
dude.
I could jump off of my roof onto the roof of the theater.
And he didn't come.
But I wanted to come. You should go.
I want to go.
You should go tonight.
I'll go.
You should go this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your girl. You guys.
Really come.
Here's the deal. You're going. It's a beautiful little theater. It's
nice
in
spots.
It's in a church. 46th Street between 9th and 10th.
In case you're wondering exactly where Bobby Kelly lives, it's a block over.
Yeah,
but you don't know either side.
44th.
Now you do.
He's on 47.
He's going to be trolling up and down.
Yeah, that doesn't
street.
Stop a stalker, you realize.
Really? Who's stalking me?
I can't. Well played.
I can't even get people to listen to this
dude,
fucking show.
Just don't be there on the 31st. You're good.
I come into the thing in the theater, and it all of a sudden it wasn't packed, and all of a sudden it fills up. Really, like right at showtime, people just started coming in.
Right.
And it was like, fuck me, you know, because then it got packed because I'm a little heavy and those theater seats weren't made. They were made for 16th century guys.
They're tight. I'm not good in them either.
And it starts out and I didn't know it was a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Because the main guy, what's
reminds
his name?
Me of Kelly's
Brett.
Act.
Brett. Yeah, he's a little, he comes up to that, he comes up really quick. And he stays there. And you're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because comedy is up and down, up and down, and anger. Right. And it's notes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he comes up and stayed there. So we were like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what are we doing? But when you come out, dude, you play a brother that was in the war and had a head injury.
Wait, a brother like a black guy?
No. A black guy.
I play. Why you gotta go black.
This guy, really?
Let him tell you.
I play a soldier that was in the Afghanistan who is paralyzed and has a metal plate in his head.
Comedy.
And here, this
comedy. You are typecasting. Yeah,
yeah. Well, this is the thing: is that he, if you look at his fucking crazy face, he's always played a dick. He's always played an asshole. He's got that fucking I smell dog shit, but I don't know where it is. Face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's like a fucking the bully from what's it called? Back to the Future.
Tom
what's
Wilson.
Yeah.
No, he's the we'll guy from.
Biff, yeah, he's like Biff.
He looks like the guy from fucking Public Enemy, which he is, asshole. Stop. He's actually a guy. Don't say he looks like an actor that was in some shit he's an actor that was in some shit.
I'm trying to articulate what he looks like to the fans.
He looks like the asshole from the fucking movie.
Watch Public Enemy.
Stupid. Public Enemy.
Or
don't tell him to look at another movie to see what he kind of looks like. Tell him to look at a movie that he's in, you fucking ace.
Or a struggling Little League coach. Either one works.
I actually am a struggling Little League coach. It's funny you said that.
Your kids play Little League?
Yeah.
Losers don't get pizza.
Yeah. I scream at the kids. I really do.
But they do get beer spit in their face. Yeah.
There's no crying in softball.
And I will finger fuck one of your mothers. All right, so
and then headbutter with this metal plate.
He's famous.
How
like
did you
that?
Know that?
No, I'm kidding. So he comes out. He's in a wheelchair. He's got this thing wrapped around his head. And you play such a lovable fucking idiot. Well, can you please do the voice for me?
Sure.
When you come out. He comes out. I didn't know what you were in this thing. And then you come out in a wheelchair. And it's like literally the movie. The play. You're like, is this? It's funny, but it's not. It's not killing yet. And then you come out and you come out and do the voice.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm crippled.
don't make a big thing of it. That's pretty much
sounds like Mike Lawrence.
Yeah. I'll get naked for stage time.
But to play that in the play for as long as you do and not make it fucking the stereotypical retard
sure.
voice
yeah.
and not make it, you know, like a vegetable. You pulled it off. You were like in between normal, like you were okay
sure.
and you're a little fucked up. And it was fucking, and the mother comes in and then the whole thing goes nuts.
The grandmother, yeah.
The
sure.
grandmother comes sure. in and she's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, she's fun.
No, she's the grandmother in the play.
She's the grandmother to these other two girls.
He brought his grandmother on stage at the end of it.
I can relate.
And he was naked while he did it.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Thank you, man.
It was really funny,
it.
Man. And it was, I love seeing.
And it's running until yesterday.
Yeah,
no, exactly. I'm gonna
by this time it comes out, it's out. Yeah. But
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to get people. We're going to tweet about it tonight and get everybody Thanks. To go. Try to get some people to go. But fucking hilarious. And then what happened in it, a vase. This is what I love happened in theater. One of the vases fell off the fireplace.
Yes, you were there that night.
And it smashed on the floor. And I was like, everybody was like, oh, shit. And glasses everywhere. Yeah. And that nobody has shoes on in the play. Yeah. Right? So I'm like, ah, someone's getting a nice fucking hot blood foot.
And they're trying to still act through it. They're like
But the Tie to your emotion.
One of the actors, though, he had to do something, and he kind of just tried to sweep it up and make it into his action. He took his coat off and threw it on the ground.
He did it in character.
He cleaned up in character.
Oh, shit. It's a war movie. He's like, you know what? This may be a war-torn village, but we're not going to let people throw vases on the floor.
But it was very good, man. It was intermission. It was long.
Two hours.
It's a 2 hour. Yeah, it's no joke. It's not.
Most plays are 2 hours, Bob.
No, some are shorter than that.
Not really.
Yeah,
not Broadway.
A lot of one. I've been to a lot of one act shows. Collins,
they gave you a pee break though.
What's that?
They gave you.
Yeah, they gave me a little pee break. I don't get up because I don't feel like jamming myself back into that fucking seat.
That seat's rough.
Because you'd have to tear have to tear the seat out of the ground in order to get up.
Now, is this weird?
Hang on 1 second.
Give me the bomb cloth.
I have a question.
Just give me the fucking bomb cloth.
There you go. Take the fucking bandana, you hack.
I like seeing plays, but I hate being around people who are talking about them as they're going on.
What do you mean?
Like everyone who's like, you know, a theater major, like, oh, the humanity and, you know, mythos that they are showing in this.
Oh, this play has none of that. These cocksuckers.
That's what makes it sadder when people inject.
Pretty much everybody's a douchebag but me in the play.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Which is ironic because he's the only douchebag. Bag in life that was in the play.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
No, he really is. You're a lovable fucking asshole in this play. It's just so sweet. And I've never seen you play lovable. But in this play, you're fucking lovable. And the thing that's funny to me is that this play is 2 hours. A long-ass fucking play. But it does, once it picks up and once it goes. But this is what I hate about going to a play, is that like after the scene, when the lights go down, you applaud.
Yeah.
You fucking applaud.
Yep.
And people don't fucking applaud. I don't care. The only thing I've ever seen on Broadway that my wife took me to was a musical that a friend did called Stealing Time. And
he
wants it back.
I said to my wife, I go, if this musical, if the opening song goes Stealing Time, it's the great design. I go, if that's the, and this bitch comes out, Stealing Time, it's the great, and she said the same shit I said.
No way.
Look it, they come out and they went, walking, and it was one of those singing, but talking things where it's like, I'm walking down the street, I went into Dwayne Weed, I bought myself some cup of coffee, whatever the fuck. It's like, did
literal.
You just sing a sentence?
Bob, you know I was in plays in high school, right? I was in theater.
Yeah, but they had to do that in Juvie Hall just to fucking like, give you guys some credit.
You know what
to
do during the day.
Yeah, what were you in? It's Street Comedy Desire?
It's the only time an actual Puerto Rican was in West Side Story.
I was in Anything Goes.
Did you go whiteface?
No. I was
Come
on, bro. No.
Ace. That
I'm
was
saying.
Ace.
Why
Ace
is
Young.
That bad?
Because you're racist.
From American Idol.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I just wanted to say that.
No,
I know.
Not.
Can you believe that?
The American Idol police just came in the door.
That was awesome.
That was a Brett Young move, not an Ace move.
Yeah, that was the other guy.
Yeah, that's a Carson Daly move.
No, the funny thing is.
Dude, you've got agents and stuff have to speak for you.
No,
you've got to be
all
careful.
We don't have
anyone who cares.
All my friends.
If you say all your friends are black, you are the worst.
All my friends in L.A. when I first got there
are gay.
We were all just black.
Okay. They weren't that until you killed them in a racist murdering spree.
I don't kill people. I hire people for that.
Listen, let me ask you. Seriously, though, this is what bugged me is that at the end of a scene, and you know that when the scene's done, you
clap.
That
audience that you were in with Bob was probably one of our worst audiences. Usually people clap like crazy at the end of the scene.
Right, like people are laughing too. Dude, I was cracking up. And I was applauding. I started every applause that you heard.
Yeah.
I went to my wife. I go, these people, I applauded. And then once you applaud, everybody starts applauding.
You have to start it, though.
And it's like, fuck me. Are you guys, I mean, are you watching what I'm watching? Look, I don't care if it's not the best play or it's not Les Mis. This is fucking funny. This is good shit. Everybody's hitting their mark and I'm taken away. I'm not, you know. I had one problem. Can I be honest?
I want you to be totally honest.
The lead guy.
This poor guy's going to be listening to this. No, I'm kidding. No. It's okay.
He's the greatest actor I've ever seen.
He was good, but his character, it's not his acting.
It's his character.
It's like you don't like him as much as the other people. Even the shitty girl I liked for some reason.
Well, because she was almost naked on stage. She's smoking hot. Yep. She was on American Idol.
Yeah.
Katie Webber. Yeah.
That's Katie Webber?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch American
Idol. I never watched American Idol either, but I know she's
on. I watched when you were on.
Thank you.
I did.
You're a good
liar. Really did. I swear to God, I remember you on a fucking roof looking at your abs.
Yeah, you actually did it on more than I think.
I had pre-jizz come out.
I'm sorry that you remember
it still.
I
watched also, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Daughtry season?
Yeah.
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 That's I did.
But here, so yeah, like he.
You'll catch up.
He kind of like.
He stayed.
It's like you had these moments. I think his character, your character had these screaming moments and angry moments and then light moments. And so comedy to me is up and down and tempo. When you go up and you just one, la, 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 la. It was kind of mammoty. It was a little mammoth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where it's just.
Yeah.
And it was like I wanted to laugh at some of his jokes. But
because it's well written. I mean, the playwright's talented guy.
It's funny. And it touched on the gun issue at the end with the grandmother.
Yeah.
I was like, buddy, come on. Walk this line, motherfucker.
Yeah. And we do.
Yep. You do. You do great.
Yeah.
You're right there. Like, you know, this is I got a gun. And I'm like, bitch, wait a minute. Don't start shooting. Yeah, don't talk about the rights of arms and shit.
Don't tell me the whole show.
Actually, the funny thing about the show is it's not liberal and it's not conservative. She kind of pisses on everybody.
Yeah, so, she's very much a, I liked her a lot. The grandmother was great, man.
Yeah,
she was
she's
a fucking great cunt.
Yeah.
I mean, just a great cunt.
From the second she walks on
stage. The second she walks in,
it's a sequel
like,
to The Great Gatsby, The Great Cunt.
Lewis said a funny joke. Lewis said a funny joke. Lewis said a funny joke.
Who taught you Great Gatsby?
Look at you making funny jokes.
But you were on Grease.
Yeah.
And those crowds though are just trained and
they chuckle at everything.
Yeah, and you had to sit outside after the fucking thing and sign
shit.
They
had one exit door.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything else.
Yeah, but
else.
Plus you look like that. So you had all these I remember I walked by one day, he's just signing autographs, and I walk, Ace, can I please have a signature?
Oh, it's all fat women. Too.
And they were so,
tell
they
the
were
truth.
So mad
all
at me.
All fat old ladies.
They have cute kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They were really mad at me.
Huh?
They were mad at me, your fans. They were like,
yes
who are you?
No. Yes and no.
Yeah, they get mad.
But the funny thing is, you actually walked by a lot. It was like right at the one time, especially the matinees, like that was when you were just doing your rounds.
I was walking by,
So literally, he would fuck with me every time. And there'd be times when you did that, and you'd be like, hey, yeah, no, I'll see you later at the important spot where we're meeting. And everybody there would be like, oh, I hate him. And then they'd want to know who he was, and then they'd want to try to find the backstory to where the hell we're going to meet.
Like, who is that? He's a comedian. But he's not funny.
Oh, he was funny to me.
Thanks, Dad.
So when you were an idol, did you have a lot of like young girls, like 12-year-old girls that wanted to fuck you?
Oh, my God.
And then, I graduated to old fat women?
I didn't. I didn't talk to the 12-year-olds. I signed their face.
Come on, man.
With the marker.
Some of those girls, you don't fucking know how old they are,
it's scary.
Tour too, right?
We did the tour that year. Actually, it was a huge tour.
Wait, was that the year of Senjaya?
No, he was after.
She asked me if I knew people to come in.
Yes!
Dude! I know my shit.
That's awesome. No, that was the year after. That our tour was huge, though. We did 60 sold-out arenas and beat Madonna that summer. Like, it was just monstrous.
No, they just beat the shit out of her. They jumped her in a parking lot.
Serious.
She's 50s.
Really? It was unreal.
Where's that bandana?
It was
around
it was
my
unreal.
Leg.
Wrap it around your mouth.
It was unreal. So it was the
did
first.
This cocksucker just did a corny. They actually beat Madonna up. What is this? You fucking wrapped it around the thing. Oh, I wanted to know where that shitty bandana is.
Lewis's face right now is so sad.
You wrote, that's his new thing he does. When I yell at him on the show, he puts a sad face on.
You know why? He's been hanging out with Justin Silver too much. He's been telling him how to teach dogs how to do tricks. And now he's got that same dog face. Where he's been told off like,
I wish he was a dog. I wish I could yell your name and you'd run over here and lie and show me your belly.
And get your big red rocket
Ace,
out.
Ace, you wrote a very famous song.
I wrote Daughtry's first song.
Yeah.
I wrote It's Not Over.
Can you sing it?
I could.
A little bit?
I don't want him to feel bad.
Let me hear it.
Can I sing it?
Just give me, let me hear it.
I was already in the competition with it. I don't want to sing it better.
It's
him.
Not over.
Yeah.
Try to do it right this time around. Yeah. It's not over.
Try to do it right this time around.
Get it.
It's not over.
Oh, he howled.
Try to do it right this time around. It's not over.
Killing me, but you're the only one. It's not over.
Killing me. It's not the only one. It's not over.
Yeah, that was good.
No, he and I are such good friends.
Holy
it was
shit.
It was actually a lot of fun to be able to even create the song together.
Adam, you want a shot?
We
absolutely not.
It's funny because Lewis and Robert look like earlier prototypes of the Daughtry mold before they got it right.
That's awesome.
No, I promised him. I promised Chris that I would never sing his complete song ever when I got on stage because I didn't write the whole thing. It actually was a song that two other writers wrote the verses and they pitched it for like 2 years.
Right.
And Chris was trying to come up with the hook.
Right.
And when he played it for me, I sang that and we wrote the hook in 10 minutes. And
Chris is great.
By the
He's
way,
awesome,
everyone
man.
That Chris, says that, any great song, they always like, oh yeah, it just took 10 minutes to write.
I just think
writing songs isn't that hard. I've never heard of a song that took a fucking month and a half to write.
Like a joke that takes like 3 years.
Well,
to
I mean,
good.
It takes a long time to come up with shit. And sometimes it just, good stuff just happens.
The simplest is the easiest to
No, but you know what I'm saying? You always hear like, it'll be like, oh, like fucking Lauryn Hill will be like, oh yeah, I wrote that whole album in the car on the way to the studio. It's like, all right, fine.
No, even Tommy Shaw, he wrote Renegade for Styx.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become a dear friend of his. And when he wrote Renegade, he was in the back of literally like a compressed VW van.
Right.
And he was sitting in the back when they were touring and they weren't making a lot of money. And he wrote Renegade on a 3-hour drive.
Oh, shit.
That was his thing.
Crazy.
And it's one of the best songs ever.
My favorite TV show is Renegade.
Who wrote Mr. Roboto? Do we know that?
They actually won't perform
it. That's a D. Young.
They won't perform
that's
it.
Totally Dennis
because,
D. Young.
Why? It was. Yeah.
He does all the theatrical songs. And
he's not there. Yeah.
Oh, look who's serious now.
He's not there.
We bring up Styx and you get weirded out. And you have to go.
Styx will still perform Sailing Away.
Come sail away with me.
Bobby, you want to go on tour of singers?
Good.
I'll tell you a story.
Fat, bald singers.
A buddy of mine loved Mr. Roboto, so we were in this bar.
Song. Can I just say, your fucking stupid Jersey accent, I love Mr. Roboto.
Lewis and Robert will be in the first concert where they scalp their own tickets.
So anyway, we go to this bar, and it's all like old dudes, and we're young at the time, so he just plays Mr. Roboto on the jukebox like 30 times in a row.
Awesome.
And like people keep getting pissed off and unplugging it, and then he goes back and puts another $20 in and keeps playing Mr. Roboto over and over again, and they're totally pissed off.
Dude,
amazing. So he's a huge Styx fan. He goes to see Styx, and then they don't play Mr.
Roboto.
He's like, fuck Styx, I'll never fucking go see them again. Watch them again.
One of the best live performances I've ever seen because he's no longer with them. Yeah, he's no longer with the band. So even
the keyboard guy, right?
Yeah, they have another guy who actually plays keyboards, and people actually think it's him because they do the same stuff. Yeah, but he sounds the same.
How much does Mike Lawrence know about Styx?
Can I say something though?
I know a lot about everything.
They both wear vests. That's why they both wear vests.
And they're awesome. They'll play the piano backwards and it spins around.
I can do that.
But it's
well, it's like the Filipino who pretends to be Steve Perry. Oh, he's got the mullet. All right,
one of the best live shows I've ever seen. I mean, it's better than the albums.
I watched them on HDNet. They have those live concerts, and they are really fucking good.
Yeah,
they did it with the orchestra.
They're so solid.
Really fucking great. They're actually what I don't think we have anymore is back in the day,
everybody in the band was good at what they did. They were musicians. Yeah. I mean, the drummer was crazy. The bassist was crazy. The guitarist was one of the best guitarists on the planet. The singer was great. They all could play instruments. They were all musicians. Yeah. Now you get a guy that can kind of play drums. You can exchange anybody the fuck you want.
That's
it's
a good
really
point,
the
dude.
Lead. It's really sucks. The lead singer.
And honestly, the lead singers aren't even that good anymore.
I'll finish my point when you're done.
There's a reason for that,
dummy.
Too.
Well, you fucking just yap over you. I say something that's good that makes you say the same fucking thing. What the fuck? Just let me say.
You know, you do say something good that makes me say the same thing.
That was funny. That was a good one.
Well, they wrote their own songs too.
Can I just say this
too?
Yeah,
serious.
Rolling
I actually
Stones?
Thought everybody did.
Rolling Stones way better than the
Rolling
Beatles.
Rolling Stones way better than the Beatles.
Way better. Go.
And still performing.
Huh?
And still performing.
Rolling Stones. I love the Rolling Stones.
The Beatles are dead. He runs 5 miles.
No, they're not.
Every
the
show, he runs on a treadmill 5 miles before the show starts.
Who?
Rolling Stone.
Mick Jagger.
Oh, Mick Jagger runs?
Dude, he runs 5 miles every fucking show.
Yeah, but he
show.
Needs to eat something.
Ugh.
Have you seen him?
He's on something. I mean, he goes. He goes. I mean, I give him credit for that. He's got some energy.
That face is kind of unforgivable.
Like, but he's got the moves. Like
the Beatles were more creative, man. Yeah. Like the from 64 to 70, like that's pretty much their entire catalog.
I don't
how
think
far they came in that 6 years.
I don't think it's even fair.
Yeah,
music
but you know, Ozzy Osbourne wrote most of the Beatles albums.
No, you're lying.
No, it's not close.
I don't think it's even fair to compare.
I thought someone was like,
I did.
And the first time, guy right now hearing that going blasphemy, and he's wearing a Papa Roach shirt.
The first time I heard Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song, I thought it was Ozzy.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's green,
then I became literally a fan of both. I was a fan of Led Zeppelin.
Hasn't Led Zeppelin gotten a lot of trouble though because a lot of their songs sound like a lot of other songs that came out before?
I don't even
what
know.
What the fuck
How
does
can
that
Led
mean?
Zeppelin
there's
sound like
there's
anything?
A thing, there's a big thing with Led Zeppelin. If you play their song with other people's songs that were made before that song came out.
But what other songs?
I'll find one for you.
Yeah, well, listen, first of all, you can't make that statement.
They weren't
not,
popular.
Now
yeah,
know
black people created rock music, but then white people made it better.
Common knowledge.
No, we went satanic.
But we invented
and like,
it 3 years later,
shit.
We made it better.
That was common knowledge then.
like houses,
no,
jobs.
Whenever you write a song, here's the sad thing about writing music. Whenever you write a song, you'll get lawsuits from people that will write similar songs and say
I
they copied
it. I thought this was common knowledge, though.
You.
Like, there's a whole catalog of Led Zeppelin songs.
I've never heard that.
Never heard it.
Really?
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Well, read a book.
Yeah, there's just some guys like, look, I rhymed you with do first. That was me.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's fine. No, Adam, you've never been in a musical.
No.
You can't sing.
I'm terrible.
He can
Are you
sing.
Really?
Terrible.
Really?
He
terrible.
Can sing. He's holding out.
When is the last, what was the last?
I was in a musical in high school.
Really?
What was it?
Yes.
That was a while ago. Man,
I was in Funny Girl. I was in.
He was the lead.
I was Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl.
Yes.
Barbara.
I love that you know the name.
I was in Sugar, Some Like It Hot.
Really?
Yes.
What?
I was in Guys and Dolls, and that really? Was it.
What did you play awesome. In Guys and Dolls?
I don't know. I was in the chorus. I was a freshman then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was in Canterbury Tales.
Really?
And I walked out the show night to go do a comedy show.
You're such an
swear to God.
I played Grandpa.
I forget one, some asshole. They gave me some shit part. Wasn't even a good part. And the night it came out.
You're understudying.
I walked the fuck out the back door because we had a comedy gig. We booked a gig.
Oh,
and I was
that's
like,
awesome.
And I'm in the back. I'm
Wait,
like,
you were
I'm
doing,
out.
You were
I'm
doing,
gone.
You were doing comedy in high school?
I was doing college.
Oh, college.
It was in college, yeah.
Crazy.
Dude,
so you were in a play
Grandpa
in
Grandpa and anything.
In college,
not anything goes
college
in,
I was in a couple plays. That's
really?
Where I got into acting, and that's where I got into comedy. I took an acting class as an elective. I was taking fine arts. I was going to be an art teacher. And I took this acting class. And then I got into a bunch of plays in college. And then... what happened?
You walked out.
They did a talent show. They did a talent show. We had some improv class, acting class we were taking. So me and me, Aldo Benny, and these other two guys, and then we got Dane Cook, who was a friend of Aldo Benny's. We actually did improv and we wrote sketches for this talent show, and we won this talent show.
I've never heard the
show.
Words improv and talent used in the same sentence.
Well, I'll tell you, our improv was this. If it worked the week before, we just swung it back in next week. We'd ask the crowd, give us things that piss you off. Not that. No, not that.
Something
yeah,
else.
That's good. That's good. We like that.
Every improv comedy show looks like a picnic I'm not invited to.
Yeah, it was. We were terrible, too. We were funny, charismatic-wise, and we could be. We had stage presence. Mm-hmm. Dane was fucking hilarious. I was fucking hilarious. We used to fight for laughs on stage, but we did. We got into this improv group, and we won the talent show. I remember this. I felt so bad. This girl comes out, this fat girl in like an Amish dress, some fucking shitty dress, and she comes out and she lays out this opera song that was fucking. Beautiful.
The most amazing thing.
This bitch came out.
It was everything she physically
when
wasn't.
When did Susan Boyle come to your college?
I'm not even kidding, dude. This bitch came out and went, whoa.
Did you cry?
And then you won.
You heard somebody, as soon as she ended her song, you heard one guy go. She started crying. She started crying, and then we won.
Yeah,
our shitty
she
fucking
cried.
Skit.
Because you were just hot guys. Yeah, that's why. Awesome.
And Robert's like, and that night I fucked her with my eyes closed.
How would I do
and
with
she
that?
Sang the whole time.
You busting savages.
I would just put pillows around her body while she blows me.
You didn't need any flour on that one.
Yeah, so then we started getting gigs, and I remember we got our first gig the night, and three of us were in this play, and one of us was like a lead.
It just walked out,
and I went. We gotta go.
Was it?
I go. Do you
want to
do
show?
Fake show business, or do you want to do real show?
Was it
business?
A one night show?
What do you mean?
Was the show only on for one night?
Yeah, it was college,
dude.
Yeah, we
That's
said
fucked up, dude. By the way, it was some shit
I
fucking bar show. It wasn't even a good show that you went to. I bet.
No, it was fucking atrocious.
One person did kill himself because of it, but that's because he was gay. He couldn't kill anyone.
He couldn't come out.
I would love to say. I'd love to get an award. I'd like to thank my gay acting teacher that nobody knows is gay, but we thought he was gay. But
that happened,
a wife and
in
kids.
Movie.
I know. Happened. That's why I was saying it.
Unfortunately, I saw
you
that.
You want to explain my jokes again? Fucking no. Ace.
Next one. What's next? I'll see if I know it.
all right. This one is about your torso.
You made her cry?
I didn't make her cry. Some dude in the thing, when she was done, I was in awe. I was like, oh, this bitch just won. He went. And you heard him. It was just some punk kid in community college just cracking up at a fat bitch singing good.
Bobby went to Dane and fucking Aldo. He was like, dude, we got to bring it. Did you see what she just did?
Yeah. So funny.
You're like, start
so
singing.
Funny.
Start
dude,
singing.
You are so fucking funny. You're right. I was like, dude, we got to do this.
Do you see what the fuck
shit.
She's doing up there
you
right
sing
now?
I'll beatbox.
That you shit's fucking guy. Beautiful, man.
Put your hands in.
Can you do that?
Grant us the serenity that we accept the things we can't change. Change the things we can, motherfucker.
Beat the
we can.
We're going to be together forever.
You know that guy who laughed ended up marrying her. You know, it's just like, I just wanted to bring her self-esteem down to me.
So you're not feeling too well, are you?
So funny.
What's your number?
Now, you, how long have you been doing? You have another business too, right?
Yeah. I have an Italian market.
It's great. I
Italian
fucking love
market.
It.
What does
it's
that
a
mean?
Dream.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. What, food?
Food.
Meat really? And cheeses, Kelly.
Yes!
Yeah, look at Kelly and Adam are going to win.
My wife runs it,
you just ruined it. I was gonna,
sorry, Kelly.
He runs a pizzeria that doesn't have any pictures of black celebrities
I literally,
in it.
Yeah, yeah. I literally was going to hook it up, and you go, my wife, you fucking cock blocker. So,
yeah, unless she's into that.
No, when you see Italian deli.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see Italian deli, I mean, is the meats hanging off the thing?
Yes.
Can I get a mortadella sandwich?
Yes.
Can I get sopressata?
We sell arancini.
Do you have the black hoof
arancini?
Pig?
No.
You don't have the black hoof pig?
I have the biggest
from
boner
Spain?
Right now. Oh, my
we
God.
Do,
where is it?
Is it a barnyard
It's in New
boner?
Jersey, actually.
What do you do? Okay. Look, what do you do?
It's in the. It's in my hometown in Saddlebrook where I live with my family.
Sounds like he's going to fight you.
What do you
No, no, no.
That's just his jersey.
We make our own mozzarella. We make
oh,
our
shit.
Own, yeah, we make our own sauce. I make the mozzarella.
Really?
Me.
You can tell that he's really Italian, and he does this because he calls it mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
The rest of us assholes go, well, you have mozzarella? Do you have
the
mozzarella
white
and the tomato?
The white one.
I hate it when people do that, when people talk with a normal accent, and then they're like, so we're going to go have some mozzarella.
You don't have a normal accent.
Well, the difference between
those.
A ristorante and a restaurant is $20. You know?
Yeah, that's like me when I'm at an Italian restaurant. Excuse me. Sono spelciente. Scusi.
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 capital.
Prego, prego.
Did you ask us to spell chente?
Ciao. And I go, ciao. When they leave, ciao.
But then you got to say an American word to you, like, excusa, prego, to Pepsi Cola.
You know, when I talk to people that have an accent, a lot of the time what happens is I start talking with an accent.
Yeah. Because you're an actor.
Yeah, it's
and
terrible,
you're a phony.
Yeah. But like, a Spanish person, I think they're going to understand me better if I start talking, you know. With
like
that,
how?
Like,
I mean, you take out certain words. I know what you're talking about.
Now
you know
do it. I want to hear an accent.
It's not even really an accent. It's just you take
simplify
words.
It.
I simplify things.
Dude, if there's like a chick who speaks from like another country, you do it.
You go over here and get, okay, you understand? Okay, you go.
Hey, you talk to them like they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, I talked to them.
I thought it was going to be like, hey, come on, why are you doing the mozzarella? I'm so sorry.
That sounds like Mario and Luigi.
Hang on one second. You talk to them
like
they're
a thick black mustache.
Like they're at fucking Home Depot.
What I do is I imitate their accent. It's kind of weird, you know, like
stupid people.
That's what they want.
He just went like this. Stop one second. He just went, you come to my house and cut the bushes. Bushes? You fucking dumb people that aren't as good as me. What the fuck are you talking? You
isn't
don't imitate
terrible?
Their accent.
It's
you
terrible.
Talk to them like they're dogs. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
My wife, she is so sad.
You come to my house.
Oh, my God. Is this a restaurant or is it like a deli?
It's a deli. It's like you come in, you buy
your
shit.
You bring us some meat, dude?
You know what?
You're the only one that can say that.
I brought you some meat, Kelly.
What's going on? I want to see what he has a restaurant bar.
Hang on one second. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. This fat fucking Australian broad. Do you understand what you're doing to her? She just begged you to bring meat.
I know. I told
you. How enamored she is with you right now that you just said you own a deli.
Bring meat in my mouth.
Yeah. You got steamed water, babe.
So.
For you too, Bob.
Yeah, why didn't you bring us
shank?
Any food?
Yeah, why didn't you bring us any food?
Why the fuck did you bring us food, bro?
Jesus.
Who has a restaurant?
You have to have
feed
me
us.
On again and I'll bring you some food.
You bring some stuff in?
Yes.
All right,
I will bring
we'll
you
critique
a lot
it.
Of food. I'm going to be on forever now if I bring the food.
That's
all
how you
the time,
get
right?
rebooked.
Yeah.
So you didn't even have to get naked that whole time, Mike. Just bring some fucking food.
So your play's over now. Now that you're done, here's a problem that Ace was talking about me today, and this is the sad part, is that when you are, you know, look, we all have that when we come into the business. You want to be, you do it for the art, you do it for the, you know, but then there's a point in your life when you, look, I need money.
Yeah.
I need to pay bills.
I got a wedding to pay for.
Are you getting married?
June.
Come on in.
He said it twice.
Warm.
Well, so here's the deal. You're at the point
you're coming.
Now. Am I?
You better be.
Where is it?
L.A. Make a vacation.
It's not happening.
You can stay with me.
Dude, he's like, actually, we're getting married during a matinee performance of Beauty and the Beast.
Nobody likes weddings where you have to fucking spend $800 on fucking a ticket to get to.
It'll be $400.
I'm not... What am I flying, JetBlue?
Yes, Southwest.
First of all, I would love to come to your wedding. If I'm available, I'd love
you
to
are,
come.
You are invited.
But here's the deal. You said it today. You're walking down the street where you're like, I need a job. And I'm like, what about the fucking art? And you're like, fuck the art, dude. I need a job. And we forget that this becomes
are you gonna quote
our
Ace on
fucking
that?
Job
yeah.
where, you know, this is where it is. I mean, I love doing comedy. But if I got to go here and do these shows...
They're going to pay you a few
and
grand.
I hate when that happens, man. I used to love... I remember doing comedy to be funny and to get pussy. And now...
You got pussy.
I got... It's pregnant. So I guess, yeah. I don't know, technically it's pussy, but I don't know if you can fuck it.
You already did.
Oh, yes, you can.
She said to me the other day, so you're after you're pregnant, how long can... Before I can fuck you.
Six weeks.
She goes, 6 weeks. I go, so in that 6 weeks, can I go to a massage parlor and give me a pass? She goes, we haven't banged in 12 weeks already.
Oh.
No, fuck face.
But now you can nut inside of her all day long.
Yeah, I know. Come
all
right in my
day.
Kid's ear.
Eggnog.
Come on.
No, let me tell you something. What they say is for natural induction, they want you to come inside of her because the semen naturally opens up the cervix when it's ready to come, dude.
And the semen actually helps with morning sickness because...
And it tastes great.
It does.
For the kid.
Yeah, if you eat your own semen, your wife won't throw up in the morning.
Hold on, Bob. Have you ever tasted your own semen?
Are you? I blew a dude. Guy for a steak when I was fucking in first grade. You don't think I tried to suck my own dick?
That's
after
why
that?
You need to bring meat here because you're blowing guys for steak.
I'm not blowing this.
The steak
fucking...
was covered in his own mozzarella.
Yeah. I'm not blowing this ginger for a steak. She really is right about your eyebrows.
Hey, Robin, why are you using so much teeth? It hurts.
But that's it. You take the job and you lose the art in a lot of shows because a lot of shows, perfectly honest, suck. And you know, we fight to get on these things, and a lot of them aren't that good.
Dude, comics, I think that's like literally, I think that's almost like the goal. You're like, oh, dude, I want to get on Letterman and write out every joke I've ever done and have you tell me what to change and what to take in, take out. That's like, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, comedy, it's a little different. Like, when you get to the highest level, you have to be edited by these people.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a different vibe, too. We're so lucky as comics because nobody can ever take it away. As long as you're funny and you're willing to get naked, if you have to tell some jokes, seriously.
Please, sir, I desperately need some stage time.
I will let you look at my pud.
Well, I had something that was the exact opposite.
But you guys, real quick, you guys don't. As an actor, you don't get that. You can't just book a gig as an actor. You can't just. There's no open mic for acting.
Our biggest thing is act the part, and if it's believable, we did our job. I mean,
well, first
really
of all, Adam's really the actor. You're the singer. Listen,
I'm working. I'm kidding. I was killed on Bones. Hey, I'm working. I respect the hell out of you for everything you're doing,
dude,
too.
Man. I respect you. I can't sing a lick.
Make out.
But here's the thing, too.
Come on.
I don't respect either of these assholes.
Found the difference between like actors and comedians because they're like, no, I understand the struggle you're going through. Someday we'll both get to California and we're just like, man, that last joke he did was better than mine. Fuck, I'm going to die.
Well, we can always go on stage. There's always an open mic. There's always a place you can go to get it out.
Yeah.
To get it out and get the accolade or the feeling of, oh, I am right. I am. This is what I'm supposed to do.
But that's also because we're willing to do it for free, and they're not.
Yeah, but they would. But here's the thing: is that you?
We've done things for free.
Yeah,
too.
They did. They do it.
I mean, I did stuff for free for a certain period, and then there was a day where I said I won't do anything for free anymore. Yeah,
because you're Adam fucking Mucci.
It's the day you opened up his Italian meat market. He's like, you know what? I'm not doing shit for free anymore.
Well, you want to know what's funny about how I opened that?
This better.
I opened
be funny.
That. Well, no, it's not really funny. It's,
okay. At Mooch 59.
It's ironic, is what it is.
At Mooch 59.
Yeah. I bought the store, and then I started getting a lot of acting work, like a lot of acting work.
Right.
So it's almost like the store is.
I tell you what, I tell people this all the time. You want to get successful in this business, you want something to happen in your career, plan a fucking 2-week vacation.
Oh, absolutely.
Plan a vacation where you're like, fuck it, I don't care, I'm going to have fun. And all of a sudden your phone will ring. Yeah, they want you on the show. It starts next week. Ah, fuck me, honey. Have fun with your friend in fucking Florida.
When I got Public Enemies, it's funny. I auditioned for it, and I was getting on a plane to go to the Dominican Republic that night.
Right.
So I get on the plane to go to the Dominican Republic. I found out that I got the job while I was laying on the beach. It was fucking awesome.
So your wife was finally, the preparations for your wife that you bought was ready. You can go pick her up.
$2.
And nothing?
No. $3.
Nah. On the wife, you're going to the
wow. Shut up, Bob.
Wow.
Oh, you got the bandana back.
You didn't get it? No. Come on, he was going to the fucking
Dominican Republic.
By the way, Bob, I thought of the same joke, and I said, ass is not funny.
Yeah, dude. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, but you didn't think of the same 10 seconds of explanation afterwards.
He had the wherewithal to not say it.
Yeah, but he usually doesn't.
Yeah.
I usually do.
Yeah, it's true.
No fear,
bro.
My head hurts right now.
But we do a lot of stuff for free, and actually just a couple weeks ago, I did a...
You do. No, I'm kidding, man.
No, we do. We do. But especially
funny
stuff.
After the show, he goes, no, dude, I really did buy my wife. That's why it wasn't that funny. I thought I told you on the QT.
I did a charity event 2 weeks ago.
Of course you did, Ace.
Hold on. I'm a good guy. But I did a charity event, and they said, will you please, you and Diana, do a
please
medley.
Show your dick.
No, opposite.
She donated his pubes.
Shut up and show your dick.
Will you do a medley of hair songs for all these kids and their families? And I was like, of course.
That's good charity.
So
sounds like a
that's
goddamn
really
nightmare.
Work for free. That's charity.
I didn't get paid, so I did a charity, right? So I'm getting ready, and in hair I got butt naked. On this show, I obviously wasn't going to. And I came out, and I was wearing jeans, and I had just jeans on, no shirt. And I was getting ready to go on stage, and the two hosts for the show came over right before I walked on. And they said, you're going to wear a shirt, right? I was like, what? They go, well, people paid thousands of dollars for this. And I said, well, people paid thousands of dollars to see me on Broadway, but I was naked. You want me to take my pants off? And they go, no. You're going to wear a shirt, right? And I was like, listen, you asked me to do a show about being a stoner, and I'm in character. I'm going on in 10 seconds, and you're worried about my wardrobe right
now? That's such a hot guy. Look at him. He's like, dude, I'm not going out unless I have my shirt off.
You're not denying me my right to be half naked on stage, bitch, this was okay? I don't give a shit.
I want to pull my big fucking dong out, and you're not letting
me. This was for the arts, for kids that wanted to be on Broadway.
Why did you know everyone to wear a shirt?
But here's the deal, though.
And I wanted to show them what Broadway was, and literally,
wait
like...
Wait a minute, Ace.
Welcome to Broadway.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go ahead, Adam. Go ahead.
I don't know, man. I'm getting freaked out being between the two of these guys. I just got to say that.
So you can wipe the cum with your jazz hand.
I put my shirt on, and I go out, and I act like a stoner, and it makes no sense. Because I look like a guy that just lost his job instead of a guy that lost his, you know.
Would you have a suit and tie shirt on?
I pretty much was dressed up, yeah.
Really?
And it was the dumbest thing ever. I felt,
that's still
I
not
felt
a free
totally,
show.
I felt totally out of character.
You're comparing that to Kelly Fasuka's open mic career? Are you out of your fucking mind?
You don't know where I've been, buddy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
As long as you want mooches, me, yeah.
Like
we're good.
No,
dude, you really are a cunt for doing that.
People want to. Like,
no, but like I mess with my psyche. You don't mess with somebody's psyche right before they go on stage.
I performed in a sports bar during the Super Bowl. that's a
which
show.
Super Bowl? Which Super Bowl? The last?
The one where the rapist won. That specific
can we
one.
Do? Can you do me a favor right now?
Maybe.
Can you do me a huge favor?
What?
I just want to see this.
His bod?
Play the dick.
I want to see. Can you take your shirt off? I want to see how shredded you are.
There's one girl, two girls in here. And four
so?
Guys.
So?
It doesn't. First of all, there's two girls in here, and then there's fucking three dude girls. Right,
fuck it. I'll do it. Fuck it.
If Mooch does it too, I'll
Mooch,
do it.
Mooch, you do it?
Mooch!
Oh, shit.
I fucking love Mooch. All right, ready? Here we go.
Look at Mooch's fucking one belt loop that's broken. Public Enemy money. Right.
This is perfect because the before always goes at before the after.
Oh my god! Actually, Mooch is pretty.
Mooch has like 12.
Oh my god!
Yes! Yes!
Oh my god!
All right, bro. Oh, wow. Now kiss.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Mooch is showing off some of the cheese that he sells.
Mooch.
Now, I feel totally, it's totally gay that now Mooch and I are shirtless
awesome.
Next to each other, but that's perfectly okay because we're voyeurs.
Mooch has mozzarella pigment.
Hang on 1 second. Hey, dude, if you want to stare.
My nickname's Wet Mutz,
if you want to stare on this podcast, you got to take your clothes off.
Well, we know that he's comfortable with it. He'll get butt naked.
We did that. Me and Big J and Dave Smith did a naked podcast with just dudes in the room.
Louis,
why?
Oh God,
dude, he says.
Why?
I mean,
because he's hilarious.
wait a minute.
Was there a cracker
it
in the middle
stop,
or what,
man?
No,
you have a lot of homosexual tendencies.
Bro, I'm comfortable with my fucking.
That's why, Mooch. I just asked, was there a cracker in the middle of the circle?
That's coming from a guy without a shirt on next to a fucking another guy who's a 10 without his shirt on. Mooch is a 4.5 right now.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I played Ookie Cookie in high school.
Mooch is a 20. He's killing it.
Listen Mooch's body looks like the Vietnam War.
He's in character.
No, Ace
is the
right.
This is the regular guy.
Ace looks like when you went into the war, and Mooch looks like when you came back with no legs around 12 months after.
That's why I'm in the play.
I don't know, man.
That was wrong.
If I have to look at the two of these guys, and you would ask me to choose.
You'd choose Mooch.
I would.
You better
choose
him.
I know why you choose Mooch.
Because he looks like he could feed you.
Because that's what you're going to look like in around 6 months when you come back from Australia.
Hey, guess which one was in Greece and guess which one
Kelly,
is covered in grease.
I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious why you would choose me.
I don't like skinny guys.
There you go.
You don't
like skinny.
1 second. I want you, Mooch, I love you. I fucking love
this
you, dude.
This is going to be ugly.
Hang on 1 second. I love you, dude.
Not as ugly
one
as your
second.
Body.
You, if you had a choice right now.
He's beautiful.
Hey,
shut up.
Hey, Fat Kelly.
I agree. Yep.
Look at me. If you had to choose right now between this guy. Yeah. Look at him. He's fixing the mic. Look,
did
you see him
fucking?
Did you see that?
He's stunningly beautiful, by the way. Stunningly beautiful.
Do that again.
And even tan.
I was putting it down so my balls could talk.
Even your chest hair is choreographed.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah. I told you I'm hairy, man. I grew a full beard.
Yeah, but it's shaved perfectly.
Yeah. It's trimmed.
It's trimmed perfectly.
Oh, shit. His chest hair looks like he's having a flash mob right now.
My chest hair looks like they had hair juice and spilled it on my body.
But Ace has got that thing on his stomach where there's no fat at all on his six pack.
I'm
so
sorry.
He's like, he's just got skin that's like on one end of the other.
Ace is shredded.
Shredded.
But what do you like about Adam Mooch?
Mooch's nipples are the same color as his skin.
What do you like about mozzarella?
Wet Mutz.
We're mozzarella.
Besides the fact that I can get all the free meats and cheeses that I want.
My name's Kelly.
So I'd have to bribe you.
Ever since you got that restaurant.
Mooch literally looks like every wrestler that never had their own entrance theme. You know?
He looks like Barry Horowitz. Like,
anytime he'd be like Hulk Hogan and
Iron Mike
John
Sharp.
Smith. Yeah.
Mooch is like cuddly. Monkeys. Like he would swallow you with a hug, but you look too pointy. Oh, Ace is way too pointy.
I would hurt you.
Yeah, and then if you fucked me, it'd be like really muscly down there.
Ace would fuck you and then literally wouldn't be there when he's done. Mooch would be there, be like, "Want to get some meat?"
You want some mozzarella?
Mooch would roll over with a fucking sandwich and be like, "You hungry, baby?"
Ace has got one of those bodies
while
where
Mooch is fucking you. He's like, "You said you were going to come to my play." It's right across the street.
Ace has got one of those bodies where he's so fit and tight that if you fucked me too much, like it would hurt. Like you, I'd put an ice pack on my puss because like it was just muscle,
stop a second. So what are you saying? Mooch has airbags protect your puss?
Soft. Yeah, he's like, I've fucked skinny guys before, and I've kind of
you said that you don't like fat guys.
It's the difference between a pillow fight and a baseball bat fight, Bob.
You said you don't find me attractive.
Well, that's because like you're like my older brother.
What's wrong with that?
Kelly, do you mind?
What's wrong with that, little sis?
He just looks at those bodies and says, which of these is going to encourage me to do comedy more? And that's kind
of which one won't leave me if I get fat again?
we're doing naked comedy downstairs after this, right?
Dude, nobody's doing naked comedy near you and your big hair schlong.
Can you guys put your shirts back on now?
No.
I can't.
Hey, Lewis, what's wrong with you?
I'm gay.
Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay. Happy New Year.
That's the end of the show.
I love how Adam had never.
He just realized how much it's going to cost him to take care of a child.
Adam
I realize
never,
what I am.
Adam had never met Lewis before, ever. And never listened to the podcast as well.
No.
Never. And then like 5 minutes ago just goes, Lewis is coming off really gay.
Can I just say
it's
something?
It's a running gag of every episode he's on.
Here's a problem, is that you brought up that you did a comedy show with you and your friends.
Circle jerk comedy show.
Naked comedy show with just you guys in a room.
Podcast, yeah, just in
a
room.
A naked podcast. So you decided to do a show naked with other guys.
Yeah.
What would that get you?
Hilariously hard.
Wow.
No, it was funny, dude. It was fucking funny.
It made everybody uncomfortable. Why did you do that? What was the outcome of that?
We just laughed a lot.
Why did you laugh a lot?
Because
you
laughing at?
What we did was we drew straws to see how to get naked first.
Why don't you just draw cucks in your mouth?
Because I would always be the short cuck.
Nah, Big J is a short cuck, isn't
he? Yeah, Big J is a tiny dick.
And
it's
apparently,
hilarious, dude.
Dave Smith.
No, Dave Smith is hung like a fucking animal, dude. It's unbelievable.
Heavy? I heard, what was the line?
It's a heavy, thick dick.
A heavy, thick Jewish dick.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Dave Smith.
Uncircumcised?
No, it's circumcised.
Yeah, it's Jewish.
You're Italian, right?
What? I'm everything. I'm Italian, German, Swedish, English, and Irish.
Oh, that's
really?
Why
you got no Jewish in you, though, right?
No Jewish.
Thank God.
Not stop yet. It. We're in a fucking... What's wrong with you? And you what are you? What are you besides American?
I'm German, Irish, and then just mutt.
Really? You don't have any fucking God in you?
No. You just wanted to be like, I'm just Ace. That's who I am. And then he jumps out the window.
Watch me fly.
And my kids are also Puerto Rican, Hungarian, and Dutch.
You married a Puerto Rican wife?
Yes.
That's sexy.
So
I wanted
hung.
A Puerto Rican. Yeah. I always thought I was going to get a Puerto Rican dude.
Did you?
Because I always had chemistry with Puerto Rican girls. Best sex I ever had was with Puerto Rican girls. I always thought... I was going to be married a Puerto Rican. I wound up marrying a fucking Pollock from Everett, Mass.
Because you love her.
I do love her. She's awesome.
Yeah,
she's
great. I met your wife the other night. She's very nice.
Yeah, she had a great time, too.
And then he saw you with her.
That was a good one.
No, I'm trying, man.
Give him the thing.
That was good.
I'm trying. It's hard to do
it. Make jokes
for the bandana.
Give him the bomb bandana.
It's hard to make jokes.
That's good. You finally got it.
I'm learning.
It's true. We tried to sing.
Not
trying to make a joke.
So no, I learned out. I learned.
You feel about comedy the way we feel about our bodies right now?
No, I just figured it out.
Put your shirts back on.
Hold on. I just figured out. I figured out what making jokes is. You just have to be an asshole.
Wait a second. No, you don't have to be an asshole. Apparently, you keep. Apparently, you're keeping that bandana.
He's like, you know.
Apparently, you like the bandana. You want to tie it around your leg so you can be in character?
Dream on!
take
nothing,
it.
Nothing.
The Ace is like, you know, I wrote Chris Daughtry's first 10 minutes. No.
I don't like how Ace tied the bandana right. cool around his microphone.
Yeah. Dude. First of all, Ace is not human. Okay?
So sorry.
You wear that
I'm not
bandana
even here.
With shame.
Hey, this Belly. Kelly, I called you Belly.
Belly. I'm staring you know what's so horrific?
I'm staring at Adam. Yeah. I just went Belly.
And you know what's so horrific about that? That was my nickname growing up.
Belly
Fat Suka. Everyone called me Belly. It was
really?
Belly. Because I was fat.
All right, go fuck
no
all that.
Way.
Listen to me. Shush.
No way.
I want to know something. Why does it make you uncomfortable that these guys are topless? It's not like they have their cocks out. It's just top. Why is it making you uncomfortable?
Why does it make you uncomfortable that Mooch only has three underarm hairs, armpit hairs?
But he has four nipples.
Wait a minute. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
He looks like a 13-year-old.
God, wow. Rip me apart.
That's awesome. Mooch. Mooch. See, that's why I have trimmed hair, because literally
from
Saddlebrook,
New Jersey, weighing at approximately 260 pounds.
Can I just say something? Mooch, you have the exact nipples I like on a woman. But they're on you. Those are my favorite nipples on a girl.
Nice, man.
Just pink little round ones. Yep. What, Kelly, why does it make you uncomfortable that these guys are naked?
Your nipples are wearing breast cancer awareness right now.
Can I tell you something? You're not the first person to make fun of my nipples. I'm okay with
it. I like the nipples.
Yeah.
No, I would prefer them on a woman, but I do like them. You have nice pink round nipples for a
very
man.
Comfortable man.
Yeah, yeah, he is fucking Mooch. I just want to love you. You know you. Yeah. You don't give a fuck. That's what makes you sexy to me. Mm.
Thanks,
I'd fuck you more than Ace too.
Without
I
the
wouldn't
restaurant.
Have around
without
5 minutes
restaurant.
Ago.
Without the restaurant?
No, with her. He keeps the restaurant. Yeah, yeah.
See, without the restaurant, you're
going there in the middle of the
with
night.
With the restaurant, you're doing mozzarella.
The restaurant's part of the deal.
Yeah, I'm not fucking.
Mooch is like a six in real life, but the restaurant adds 2 points.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd fuck Mooch more because you can imagine yourself saying, I deserve this while it's happening.
This is what
God gave me.
And you know you're getting dessert.
Kelly, really? Are you really uncomfortable with them topless?
No, it's all right. All
right, then shut up.
I'm just thinking that maybe they feel awkward because they're sitting there.
So
with
you're worried about them being awkward?
Yeah.
Do you think Ace is awkward right now?
No.
Do you think this is what he wants everybody
Ace
to say?
He screamed at a woman so he could take his dick out of the children.
Just yap right over me, Lewis. Just talk right the fuck over me. Could you use your headphones once on the show? Just one fucking time. Not fucking talk over me.
Bob, do not disrespect me in front of Ace.
There you go. Turn you right the fuck off.
Lewis really does
talk
sound
now.
Like a Puerto Rican Joan Rivers, doesn't
did.
He?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Can we talk?
Yeah, he really is. He's just the asshole that steps over everything. Listen, I'm going to get you bigger headphones.
It's funny what he said, though.
Yeah, how do you know what my said was? What I was going to say that I forgot now wasn't going to be funny because I got his raspy voice talking over me every fucking 5 seconds.
Hey, Lewis is a Denny's waitress.
Yeah, seriously, a smoking Jewish grandmother.
I love
Sam
that.
Lewis.
Adam keeps looking around like, what the fuck am I doing
no.
here?
That, I'm doing a
I'm an actor. Actors don't talk like this.
This guy on his Twitter has a photo of him with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, and now he's sitting on your couch with his shirt off.
That's awesome.
Doing it for him, like Ace wants to get his dick out. That's totally cool, man. I respect it.
This isn't the room for my dick.
I just caught myself staring at his dick.
This really isn't the room for my dick.
There it is. Don't fucking do. Don't listen to her.
Yo, he's gonna pull out his dick sooner or later.
Will you put one of my fucking, you know what, dude, mic flags on your cock, and let Lewis suck it?
Can you put the bandana on your?
Only if I can get Robert De Niro's photo buddy in it.
don't fuck. You could fucking. You guys need to hook up. I think Adam.
I'm totally down.
You guys need to become friends because Ace is one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the business.
Really?
And yeah.
You know, and you call me a douchebag all the time.
You're a douchebag face.
Mooch's body looks like what happened to Robert De Niro's career.
Adam's one of my you're one of my new favorite people in the business.
Thank you, man.
I love
you. I feel the same way.
Love what you do. I was a fan of yours before I knew you. Then what you did on the pilot was fucking awesome.
Oh, we had fun.
Fucking awesome. He played the dick on the pilot. Yeah. But I hope it gets picked up.
Me too, man.
Because the plots they were talking about me and you, we're supposed to be nemesis on the show where he's kind of the dick and I fight with him all the time. And then they talked about one show where we meet up because we were both fatties and we love love food, and we wind up being at the same place one night, sneaking fat food. we become like fat lovers, where we hate each other at work, but we meet each other after to fucking
and we secretly become friends. And
I got you an apple fritter. Yeah. I got you a jelly filled.
Dude, you
got
to meet me over at the fucking new Korean barbecue place.
Have you been to B&W Bakery and had the crumb cake?
That's where really is
that? No, it's in Jersey.
Dude, you got to get meat bread over in Brooklyn. What?
No, I'm totally down. And the things I want to do is I want to make fun of everything that everybody knows me for, because it's truly not who I am or what I stand for.
So put your shirt back on.
And I also I want to do a lot of acting things that it's unexpected. I want to do roles that people don't think I'm gonna do, so they don't see me as.
What are you saying? He wants to wear different types of makeup.
Right, here's what you do. You need to chip your teeth.
Dude, I'd do it for the role.
No, you wouldn't.
I totally would.
No.
You don't really
chip
your
teeth. They have makeup,
you
jag. You know it's acting, right? You know Brad Pitt didn't really get his wife's head cut off in Seven. That was in the box.
There was a
chocolate bunny in the box.
But Jim Carrey.
In the box.
Jim Carrey did chip his front tooth for Dumb and Dumber.
Already chipped.
No, he already had it.
It already chipped.
It's the only movie where he didn't have the cap in.
Chloe Sevigny really did blow that dude in Blue Bunny, though. That's true.
It was Brown Bunny, Dumb Dumb. And she did blow him.
Vince. Well, yeah, she did.
Vince Brown Bunny. Yeah. I watched it. Listen to me.
I jerked off to that scene 50 times.
I've
done 50.
Can't remember the color, though.
Wait a minute. You jerked off to a girl blowing a guy.
Yeah, awesome.
Stop the fucking show.
She was learning technique.
Do you understand how fucking sexy that is?
That is pretty sexy.
So you watching a real actress suck a real actor's
cock. There's something hot about that. Really hot.
Turns you on.
That's the only porn I really like watching. Sex scenes from real movies.
That's right. No. I've Googled that specifically.
I was in that place for a second.
Yeah, I just saw Adam's serial killer fucking. He was just staring at Kelly like the fucking Bugs Bunny staring at the fucking.
Oh,
do you have the ass-to-ass Requiem from a Dream scene on the loop?
Just the ass-to-ass? No, I don't like the ass-to-ass scene.
Nobody likes. You know who likes ass-to-ass?
Right here.
Me. No.
I do.
Ass-to-ass. Scared the shit out of me, that scene.
Bailey J loves ass-to-mouth.
In the ass into the mouth?
Fuck her in the ass, and then she likes to suck
your
dick.
Yeah, but then girls will suck.
I'll lick a girl's ass.
It's not bad if you take care of your asshole, which most people who like to get fucked in the asshole do.
You can't take care of the inside of your asshole like that. You got to shit a bunch. Did I fuck girls in the ass plenty of times? They have to shit beforehand.
Wait, was
girls
in that sentence? You have to just not go to Chipotle forever, and you're fine.
Was girl? Hang on, give him the bandana.
No, it was a guy named Johnny Girls.
Give him that bandana.
So I'm just wanting to know.
I deserve this.
Double snotted.
You like, was girl, did the word girls, was that in the sentence when you said I fucked girls in the ass a bunch of times? Okay.
Girls.
All right, where are you going?
I'm going to take a leak, so talk bad about me.
Yeah, sure,
go ahead.
Wait a minute, you're going to take your dick
go this way because you're thin.
So you don't like if a girl, if you fuck a girl in the ass and then she sucks a dick afterwards, what's that so wrong with a girl? Is that wrong from a girl sucking a dick after it's been in her?
Because it's shit. It would turn me off. I would not.
Piss.
So you would. Let me ask you a question.
Hold on, Kelly.
You wouldn't suck a dick if someone fucked you in the ass. You wouldn't suck that dick after.
Wait, what? Is this a trick question?
It is a trick question.
I would do anything for love,
but I won't do that.
Oh no.
I'm kidding. I would.
No, dude. But you know what it is? Like, I remember one time I was fucking.
Adam, if you want to put your shirt back on, you can.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
Okay. I was.
Yeah, dude. You didn't need to take it off in the first place.
I wanted to.
No, dude, you're a fucking goddamn man, dude. Yeah. You're pale as shit.
The real ass dude.
Real ass dude.
Do you need a flash for taking pictures for Adam right now?
No, they're all going to come out white screen. Nothing else there.
They're actually going to see your spleen.
Adam, can you stand next to me so she doesn't need to use the flash?
She looks like
his nipples are just going to have red eyes.
And Adam's not. Adam is. I'm fatter than him.
Yeah. You answer a question like that, Bobby.
This bitch just went like this.
How do you answer?
You are fucking asshole. You didn't have to answer it. I said it.
There was a question mark, and I went. Yeah,
I didn't. It wasn't a question mark. So. It was a statement. You didn't have to. Reiterate.
It was an understatement. Relax.
Hey, come on. Lewis just made an intelligent funny.
That was a solid joke.
I want to go eat some pasta.
He said it was a statement. Right,
I know. I guarantee Ace just went in the bathroom and found a hair out of place on his nipple, and that's what he just did.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they saw that. I'm such an idiot. I'm so embarrassed.
I'm firing this bitch.
I actually just jerked off.
I've got a hair emergency.
That was good.
Thanks.
No, I jerked off real quick. That was really fast.
Yeah, you come really quickly.
Do you still crank them out? I mean, being this good looking.
In a relationship, I don't.
He's the only person who jerks off to his own headshot.
Wait. I had to say something.
Please say something.
In a relationship, you don't.
I don't.
You don't jerk off.
I haven't.
No, I hope Mooch just drills Ace in the mouth right now.
Hang on. Let Mooch, go ahead.
Go for it.
I got to be honest. Okay?
Please.
I'm married 11 years.
I'm together 3, not married. I'm getting married in June.
Together 14, and I jerk off.
Maybe in 14 years I'll jerk off, too.
You will jerk off. I think I jerk off.
You know what I think?
Time
out.
I think
Ace is lying. No offense. I like you. I love you.
No, but I'm telling
you. I love your body. I love your face.
I think
that you are lying. I think that this girl
would
be mad if she knew that he was still jerking off with her. Because she's crazy hot, and she's probably a little fucking crazy.
You're actually both wrong.
No.
I'm one person, buddy.
Dude, I don't even have... If you do a search... I wish I brought my computer. If you do a search, I don't even have...
What do you think? We're fucking
animals? No, I mean my computer, so you could see my history. I don't even have porno or anything on there.
Can I just say something? Can I say something to everybody here?
I delete my history.
I agree. First of all, you can understand, we're coming from a very self-deprecating... I don't think he's come from the same fucked up in our heads about ourselves. He has a very good outlook on him. His brothers are real. His brothers very positive and outlook on each other. They help each other. Good family. Mm-hmm. He's been stable with what he looks like and the people. And so I agree. I don't think he does. I understand jerking off is an escape for us.
Yes.
It's something to do. It's a connection we have with another human being. Because we don't have it with our wife or our girl or whatever at the time, we jerk off to connect with something.
I don't agree with that.
Absolutely.
I don't. No.
What do you jerk off to?
I jerk off because I get a boner and my girl's at work.
Right. And you want to connect when you think about it.
I jerk off so I can breathe. Really, truthfully, like sometimes I have
to
jerk off because
I'm starting to get...
Do
your balls sit on your stomach?
I agree with that because...
I don't want to walk around with a boner
all
day.
And then I'll jerk off and then I feel better.
Yeah, it's like high anxiety.
I jerk off because it's Thursday.
Where were you? Where have you been?
No, I totally...
Were you looking for gold?
I agree, but I seriously, I went to town since I was like an 11-year-old kid.
See, I don't believe
because... So wait, you've never jerked off in your life?
No, dude, No.
Let me smell your finger.
You don't have to jerk off when someone always wants to touch your dick.
No, listen, I totally went through the phases of doing it, but when I'm in a relationship, I totally agree with the freedom. It frees you up. You can breathe.
Yeah.
But I want her to have that too, so we just hook up all the time.
Yeah, but I this is why I agree with him, because I think that jerking off, masturbating is... I don't think it's a natural thing.
Look, my girl listens to the show, Bob.
Listen, first of all, we're not made to jerk off. We're made to fuck another person.
Of course.
So jerking off is a selfish thing. It's to feel the feeling of an orgasm. It's to connect to something. It's to feel something. I'll say that. I think jerking off is to feel something. It's something to do. Sometimes it's something to fucking do. To feel a good feeling, like eating a piece of cake.
It's the best feeling.
You know what
ever.
I mean? I don't think this cocksucker cares about cake. Is what I'm saying.
Like we do.
I don't think he cares about it.
See, I don't understand that.
Exactly. Dude, me and you eat the same.
Yeah.
You know, we'll eat because it makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? We'll fuck because it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
We'll do dirty fucking shit on the internet because it's like that evil hunt makes you feel better. Yeah, without the consequences of going and fucking a real shemale. You know what I mean? Again, absolutely. And it's not the picture. Yeah, she lied. Yeah. She looks like my uncle.
Yeah, well, do a weekend in like Indianapolis.
Were you singing? Do.
Michael Lawrence sings his sentences.
Did I stutter?
No, I'm saying if I wasn't around her all the time,
if you weren't so good looking,
I totally understand it. But we're always together. We're that one couple that everybody hates because we're always together. Yeah. We even said we're traveling. She's here. I'm here because she's doing a show.
I'm always with my wife, dude. It's not that. I guarantee you. I'm always with my wife. I'm always around her. I've been with her for a month straight now.
But road jerk offs are the best, man. When you're like in an Econo Lodge,
I'm
going
to say this. I jerked off on vacation with my wife to a fucking other girl in a lounge chair. I hid behind a curtain in my room.
That's
actually
totally
here's,
comic
this is
boy.
How creepy I am. I went out.
Awesome.
I went outside to look through to make sure
what they saw.
So
it's
I knew
funny
that
because you're saying that on a podcast and she's saying that at a support group.
That was awesome.
Was I molested? I don't know. He was close enough to me.
He never touched me.
I literally
didn't even know my name.
I fucking was jerking off. on vacation with my wife, and I'm sitting there, and there's fucking smoking bra in the lounge chair, and I cranked one out. I didn't even get it out. I pulled a muscle in my side.
I've done that.
Yeah, trying to it wasn't. I was just, and then I pulled a lip tug.
I just imagine the girl looking at you like, don't mind me, I'm just a curtain. you didn't see anything.
That's why I went tempo.
That's why I went out and looked back in. Just make sure you can't see it.
It's just Bobby hiding behind a skinny tree.
Oh, that's amazing.
You just put that cardboard cut out of you in different hotels. Like, did the eyes just move?
Are you alfalfa or Spanky? That's amazing.
Yeah, but so I don't. I mean, look, you can be Spanky, with a girl every clearly. Day. If you're a creep, you're still gonna find time to fucking crack one out.
No, but I'm still. I'm totally. My brain's totally twisted, and there's nothing that can shock me anymore. No. There's nothing that can shock me, my friend.
Hold on.
There's nothing that could shock me. I could be like the real life.
I'm gonna ask you a question right now.
What?
Have you ever tasted your own jizz?
No.
Okay. Have you ever fucked a chick with another dude in the room and high fived and giggled?
No.
Oh well, dude, we're not even in the same fuck. I can't even talk to this kid anymore.
Yeah. Have you ever got two chicks blow you?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, he didn't even answer. He looked at me like, come on, son.
I'm done asking you questions.
Ace just responded with, have you ever performed for 20 million people on TV and we all just cried?
200,
actually. It's not over.
and then we're all like, and that's why I jerk off. Peace.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
No, I'll let you know. We'll be buddies. I'll let you know in 14 years.
Please.
Have you ever jerked off to watching a guy jerk off while the hotel maid comes in the room?
No. What?
Adam, it's going to be so funny when you get a text 14 years from now from a number you don't know. I just jerked off.
No, if that happens, he'll get a picture.
Is this from a ghost?
You'll get a picture. I'll be smiling.
That's just a fat Ace Young. It's a fat Ace Young with a load on his cheek.
He's like, did my dead grandpa learn how to text?
You were right.
And he's got chipped teeth.
I got the roll.
So Ace, I really do hope you get a role. Are you going to stay in New York or are you going to be in L.A.? You're going to try to get in L.A., right?
I live in L.A., so I'm bi-coastal, but I'm here till the...
Don't say bye around Lewis, please.
Yeah, sorry. I'm coastal.
Yeah. He'll sniff out a bye, dude. Out.
Have you ever jerked off dressed in a Mr. Incredible costume?
Only when I wore your Mr. Incredible costume.
You really do look like the dad.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He looks like the dad from The Incredibles, the cartoon.
More like Craig T. Nelson, who voiced the dad, but yeah, close.
He doesn't look like that guy.
No, I look like Mr. Incredible.
He looks like Mr. Incredible.
You had to jerk yourself off.
I'm glad you kept the bandana.
In the costume? No, I really didn't.
Okay.
Jerk,
I was going to say, you couldn't get someone to suck it?
That was me trying to be
funny. Oh my God.
Things are going well here.
I'm sorry. My suspension of disbelief wasn't strong enough for it.
I'm like flipping out of the connection Adam and Kelly are having right now. It's really, because I hope that's great. She'll be showing up every week with a meat platter. Yeah. I'd love a fat Kelly again. That would make me happy. I'd love to see Adam.
Were you fat, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was fat.
How fat?
Not that fat.
What?
Her tits were way bigger. If you took her tits out right now, it would look like Google Maps. You got stepped on.
Pretty big.
I'm kidding. No, she used to be big. That's terrible.
It's my nickname, Fat Kelly.
Fat Kelly,
really?
Or
really?
Sandwich bag titties. Yeah.
You look great, though.
Parachute. That.
Or stretch mark hips.
Yeah. Or parachute tits.
Or bloody asshole. No, I'm kidding.
Cartoon tongue.
To each their own. Yeah.
So, if you guys hook up, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to see him, because he's Italian. He'd abuse you.
I'll let you know. Don't tell his wife, though. That
like
could
Carlo
be
and the Godfather?
No. Yeah. She'll show up with a black eye. It's all right. I brought the mortadella.
I made the Puerto Ricans mad. Louis, what do I do?
After I got the black eye, he put meat on it.
Well, this was the New Year's special show, man. I really appreciate you guys coming on. We had a couple people actually cancel today, so... thank you for filling in, bro. You were fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Mike's hilarious.
I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
I love the beard. How long did it take to grow out that beard?
3 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, you were really good on the show today. I appreciate you coming down on short notice. Problem. Will you come back again?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. What's your Twitter and Facebook? What's your info?
Mike Lawrence Comedy and The Mike Lawrence.
The Mike Lawrence.
On Twitter, yeah.
On Twitter. Okay, great. Yeah, Louis J. Gomez.
At Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. And also, guys, I'm headlining Caroline's January 8th.
Bam! Whoa, whoa.
Motherfucker, you heard me.
You're headlining.
Headlining.
No
breakout,
shit.
Breakout Comedy Artist Series. January 8th, 7:30 show. Go to carolines.com.
The 7:30 and headlining cancel itself out.
Yeah, especially when it's AM.
All right, guys, I'm going to be begging for change outside of Carolines. No, 7:30 show.
10-person bringer requirement. No.
Yes.
January 8th.
Puerto Ricans.
He's opening for you.
Cunt. Let me finish.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Gary Veeder's featuring. Yeah. Miguel DeMau's hosting. Some really awesome. Fucking funny guys.
Great guys.
It's $5 tickets if you go to carolines.com and use the promo code. Lewis is a homosexual. No. Breakout. Yeah. Breakout is the promo code.
So go to carolines.com.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets. $5 is cheap.
$5, totally. Dude. Yeah.
Use the code breakout.
Breakout.
Breakout. Make sure you guys do that. Everybody who lives in New Jersey, New York, the tri-boroughs. I don't even know if that exists.
It doesn't.
That's a bridge, you fag.
Can you guys see Lewis if you live in one of the five boroughs, please?
Yes.
Yeah,
come see me.
Lewis. Come on.
I love that. I went tri-boroughs and I looked at Muji, but nah, it doesn't.
You fucked up five boroughs and it's a tri-state area.
Yeah, tri. Anybody in the tri-state area.
And he's Jersey accent. He went, that's terrible.
That's one more than bye.
Make sure you go check out Lewis, man. He's headlining. It's very important. You guys. I hope you know this, that when you show up at our shows, it makes us look good, and that's the way we get gigs. The more times you guys, it's great if you love us. I love the support, love the followers, blah 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 blah. If you don't come see the main thing that we do, which is stand up comedy live, and $5 is pretty cheap, go support Lewis. $5, even if you don't like him. You should go. I mean, if I know you. Look,
Miguel
first
and Gary
of all,
are really funny. So go see them.
Go see Miguel and Gary.
When is this? January?
There are Puerto Rican children starving that need your support.
I'm going to go. You're going to go. Mooch is going to
be there.
When is it again?
January 8th, 7:30 show.
You're leaving the 6th, right?
Sixth. Yeah. He's going to stay in town just for my fucking show. Boom. Aces and.
Ace, you going, right?
What night is that?
It's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday night.
Yes.
All right. If you go, I'll go.
I'm going.
I'll go with Mooch.
Boom. Bobby's going. Kelly, you going?
I'm going to be in Australia, sorry.
Go fuck yourself, Kelly. I hope your plane crashes. Boom.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? Take that back.
Was the
take
boom
that back.
The
plane?
Take
it back.
Take that
back.
No. I'm a real ass dude. I don't take what I say back.
You are a real ass dude.
That's what all I'm going to be thinking about for the 21 hours. I'm going to be stuck in the air. God. Thanks, Lewis.
It's like watching your set.
Just don't watch a messed up movie about a plane crashing.
All right, and Ace, what's going on with you, buddy? What's happening?
Planning a wedding, doing a duets album, partnered with Jimmy Buffett on
distribution. Hey, are you getting married, dude?
Shh, I am.
Oh, let him
you
get
you talked
his
over down. Jimmy Buffett?
Dude, you gotta stop talking over people.
Bro.
Don't ever talk over Ace.
I'm a headliner.
No, you're not. You're a fucking mid-afternooner.
So, I partnered with Jimmy Buffett. We're just getting all our music
The
out.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yes, sir.
The fucking millionaire, gazillionaire.
Restaurant owner.
Margaritaville. Yeah.
He's got a restaurant, too.
I heard he's a really...
He's a little better than mine.
I heard he's a really nice guy.
He's super nice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What song did
you... And how'd you become friends with him?
I actually was looking for a distribution. When Diana was on Young and the Restless, we wrote an original country song for her character.
Right.
We liked the song enough to actually make a music video and release it called Good Goodbye.
Right.
And I was looking for distribution, and they're really tied in well with iTunes. So I just called him. I had lunch with their whole team and asked what they would want to do in exchange for distributing. And once he heard the music, he said, Ace, I'll do any artist you want to put out. I'll put it out on iTunes through my label.
Really?
Nothing.
So now you're going to do a duet with Jimmy Buffett. Are you going to tour with him?
And I'm doing duets with doing a whole duet album with Diana.
Right.
And we just want to be together. Like, we just want to hang out and travel the world and eat food.
And be happy.
Yeah.
Fucking all that life is about.
That's it.
Fucking great. Good for you.
Thank you.
And you're available for acting.
I am available for acting, and the more disturbed the role, the better, because I would love to catch you off
guard.
You
gotta shake off that American Idol image, huh?
I am totally down.
Someone's gonna be like, I have a role for you, and just give you $10,000 to jerk off. Like, see, it's good,
that'd
right?
Be fine. If Quentin Tarantino gave it to me, I'd do it. I'd let him shoot me jerking off for 10 grand any
Jesus
any
Christ.
Room. Yeah. Because I know at least it's gonna get to the eyes of the world, and I'll be super creative.
You're a proper
And I'll chip my teeth.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst image. I don't want that image, you with chipped teeth jerking off
around
Quentin Tarantino. looking at you. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it's so good. Blow something up. Kill something.
What's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? Where can people get you?
Twitter is I am Ace Young, and Facebook is just Ace Young.
All right, Ace Young. And Adam,
and it's friends with you, and it's friends with Mooch 59.
Good, good, and you'll be friends with the podcast too. And yep. Mooch, what's going on, man?
I'm finishing the play. Well, the play's already finished. By the
play's
time
already people, finished, right?
And then after that, I'm hoping that you and I are shooting Bronx Warrants.
Oh God, we'll know.
You know,
that'd be.
I'll tell you a little thing that I got. You want it?
Yeah.
They've got the script, and after the holidays, they're going to let us know.
Oh, beautiful.
Now that that could be if.
Well, either way, man.
Either that's we don't want to fuck up your Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's tell you after the holidays. Why can't you tell me now?
I might not have time to read it.
Look, no, dude, it's a script. It's a half-hour fucking FX pilot.
It's like, let me know if I have a Christmas.
Yeah, if you're the head of FX and it takes you a week and a half to read a fucking 22-page script, there's something wrong.
Hey, let me tell you, man, he's fucking great in it.
You are, too. And I love, everybody's great. Nadine, the writer.
Oh, yeah.
And look, man, to be on fucking FX is, God, it's a fucking... I want this more than I wanted anything in my life. I'd love to be on that fucking network.
And by the way, he fucked a guy for a steak, so.
I didn't fuck him. I sucked him.
Sucked his dick, Lewis.
And
get
I was,
right.
Before I knew what penis was.
He really wanted that steak, is my point.
Look, I didn't know it was gay at the time. I just thought it was a thing that was like a foot, except softer.
So you sucked him.
So yeah, hopefully, man, hopefully, yeah, yeah. But what else you got? Anything else?
Some Little League games.
Yeah, actually baseball. Yay. Starting up with the
how many kids, man. You got?
You know, and
how many kids you got?
I got two, a boy and a girl.
No.
Do you actually coach Little League?
I actually do, yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah. That's great. I love them, man.
I coach football too. I coach football too.
And what was the biggest role you had? Is it probably, enemy number one?
I mean that and Boardwalk Empire. I
yeah.
mean,
yeah,
I mean,
that was pretty big.
What'd you play in Boardwalk? I forget.
I played Deputy Ray Halloran.
Yes.
And, great.
I did like 13 episodes.
Well, season one, right?
One and two.
One and two. Yeah. You want to check out Adam Mooch. Boardwalk Empire, he's fucking awesome. Enemy.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. He's the fucking asshole that I hated. That's when I fucking hated you. But he's great. Please check out his stuff because you get residuals.
Checks.
Check him out. And hopefully we'll be on a show together soon. That would be.
I hope so, man.
I'd love to work with you all the time. Then we get Ace as the fucking hot new cop.
We'll make him jerk off.
We just fuck with him.
Yeah.
Let's
do
it.
Be great.
You can do everything that you don't want me to do and I'll probably do it.
We're going
to
rape you.
It's acting.
Not for me.
I don't know how I don't know how much you know that these guys are pretty method.
Yeah, they're method. Like, what is my ass?
Kelly Festuca, you're going. This is all you guys are going to be sad out there. Kelly Festuca is gone.
How long?
Just for like a little month.
A little month?
Yeah, just under a month.
How long? 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. I'm going home.
She will not be on the show for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go home and see my family and my new nephew that I haven't met and have a birthday, do some shows. It's going to be
Australia.
Great.
Where are you going to do shows? In Australia?
Yeah, I've lined
up. Isn't it true that you're funnier in Australia?
I am funny in Australia. I feel like I am, yeah. Because they're easier audiences.
The silence goes counterclockwise.
one of the actual bands I work with is from Australia.
Oh, yeah?
They're called London Cries. And Toby was on Voice Supernova, whatever it was. Another
the voice
thing. No, different one. It's called Supernova or something.
I don't know.
But he already has
the one that nobody watches.
He has two hits already in Australia. Oh. And then they were called something else and we're getting ready to release them now. They're really good.
Mm. Really?
But a hit in Australia doesn't mean shit. Kelly's a hit in Australia. Kelly's the Ellen DeGeneres of Australia.
Yes.
Oh,
One thing I didn't talk about today that I will be talking about in the next couple weeks, I'm actually going to get Matt from the Laugh Button Live on here.
Yeah.
They did the top 10 albums of the year for 2012, and Patrice O'Neill was number two.
You're furious.
I was mad, man. First of all, I love Matt. I love Chris Ellis. I love those guys at Laugh Button Live. They do nothing but support this show, me individually, and everybody on this fucking show. They've helped and got behind, and they get behind every comic out there. They're truly fans of the art of comedy, and I know... top tens are subjective and personal, but you know, the top number one was John Mulaney, which I love. John Mulaney is fucking hysterical,
really fucking funny,
very funny, but one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I love him, but it's just it was Patrice O'Neill was number two, and it was just like, dude, just throw, even if you don't, there's no, unless John Mulaney is that much funnier than him, then you got to give it to Patrice. Because Patrice, in my eyes, you know.
It's the best of all time, dude. He was, greatest of all time.
He was our prior. He was our Colin. He died before he was supposed to. God made Patrice to be funny on off stage, on a bus, in a plane, in front of fucking thousands of people telling jokes. He was made from fucking the hand of God to be funny, to make us laugh. Not just at jokes, but at the shit we do, the things that we have in the back of our heads, all the crazy shit that we think that we don't know how to say. Patrice would walk on stage without a piece of paper, without a notebook, and talk. And it would come out and form into this holy shit, wow, fucking unbelievable, thought-provoking laughter that you'd remember. You'd walk out. It wasn't a setup, punch, or tag. It was this unremarkable fucking experience that you had when you listened to him. His pauses, his ups and downs, his tempos. And I just think that, and he's dead. He made one album, and we'll never get another one from him. And it came out this year, and he passed away. He should have been number one. In my eyes, I'm not saying that he's better. I'm saying that he's better than I think Patrice's album
is
better.
Just the best. So it's, you know, he's
number
everybody.
One. And it's what we think. Yeah, but if you're a fan of comedy, I don't think you should have thought more. You know what I mean? This is wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong.
Yeah. Look, I'm with you, man. I think Patrice is the best of all time, and fucking I think John Mulaney is unbelievably funny.
I think everybody on their list is funny. And I talked to him a little bit. He was like, look, everybody could have been number one. I know, but you picked a number one. And Patrice was number two. I would have been happier if he was number five. At least I know that you don't think he's...
wasn't close.
That close to being number... When he's that close to being number one, if it's that much of a hard decision, give it to him. Fuck, there's not a hard... Let him have it. Because that's it. John's going to make it on the CD. Let him have that one thing. And it's just because I respect him so much. And I care about that company so much, and because they care about us so much, that it kind of was like, come on, guys. It's like when, somebody you really respect says something that you're like, oh, you don't agree with, or they do something that you're like, what the fuck is that? It was like, I know, it doesn't affect Patrice's legacy. It doesn't affect anything. It's just, to me, I am very protective of that, and I think that he deserves number one all around the fucking board. Look, if it's the Grammys, all right, I get it. You know what I mean? It goes for ticket sales. It goes into all this other shit. But when it comes to these awesome websites like Laugh Button and Laugh Spin and, these people that just said, I want to promote comedy. Out of nowhere, they went and they produced these websites and got these people together, and they're all the whole objective to make money to support their lives is to support us and get our stuff out there. I think that's amazing. I love these guys. Cringe Humor, love it. I love these guys. That's like a couple weeks ago when I fucked with The Stand and I said that. I love The Stand. I love those guys because what they represent helping comics become better, exposing people that should be exposed, and then getting the people that they love and they love their comedy that are exposed into their place so everybody can fucking prosper from doing what we love and what they love to see. I love that. I love those guys. It's like The Cellar. Same thing. They love us. They give us a table. They make us special. I love those people, and I love Laugh Button Live. They're fucking awesome. So it really affected me when I was like, what the fuck? Come on. He should be number one. So I'm going to have, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. Let me know. I mean, look, I talked to Matt. He made some good points. I'm going to try to have him on the show. He's the sweetest guy ever, too. He's such a fucking, Matt is, I just want to bite his cheeks. Because he's a big dude like me, and he's just a lovable guy. He's got a great laugh, and him and Chris Ellis. So maybe we'll have him on. We'll do kind of. I think it's a good debate to have. It's something, because comedy is personal, especially comedy. It's very personal. But I just think that was a no-brainer, because of he's dead. Well, we don't get to see him again. We don't. And give it to him. Let him have that.
And also, what he does, it's not fucking jokes. What he did was reinvented. On the roast, dude, he comes out and he literally says, I'm not going to fucking
How many times
read
did
notes.
Something happen this year and you were like, man, I wish I could hear what Patrice has to say about this?
because he gave us this perspective that no one else would think about.
But that's what I wish Patrice was alive now, because if he was, I wouldn't care. I'd call him up and go, "Aha, John Mulaney's better than you," and I'd actually agree with him.
But I think this show, and I didn't know like Patrice super well, but I hung out with him a few times, and this show, in my opinion, is a continuation onto what Patrice's like philosophy was, which is to just fucking bust balls. You're in the room with some dudes that you fucking care
Jesus
about.
Christ.
And just fucking...
If Patrice had a fucking podcast,
oh my God.
Oh my God, would it be fucking the best? Because he knew how to philosophize comedy. It's just, and people have tried, you know, but he knows how to philosophize comedy. He knew how to just be funny. And he knew what he thought about something immediately. In a funny way. Like something could happen in the news and he had an opinion on it and immediately, instantaneously, in a funny way, and would get to the root of how he truly felt about what side he was on and why in a funny way, instantaneously. And that, what else is comedy? I mean, I don't know what I'm
saying. It's also like a fucking lack of fear. That's like advice that Big J gave me that Patrice gave to him, which is like, you can't be afraid. Yeah,
never,
to be
ever,
funny.
Ever quote Big J via Patrice. Just quote Patrice. You ever quote that fucking mitten wearing asshole again? I swear to God, I'll dump this whole show. I'll delete this fucking episode. Listen, so anyways, we're going to have those fucking guys. We're going to have those assholes, Matt, on the show, whatever. But again, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Everybody's alive.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's wear our glasses. Where's my glasses?
Yay.
No, those aren't mine. Where are mine?
Yeah, pink ones. You want green ones?
I don't care.
Yeah,
I wanted the other ones. Where are the
American ones?
I need the American ones. Those are the real ass dude ones.
Yeah, you take those. Give those to Lewis. Here, take those. Moochie needs some.
Yeah, the pink ones.
All right, there you go. I don't have any.
Actually, you should have the pink ones, right. Lewis.
Oh, Moochie, not now.
I got glasses. What'd you get? Three pairs?
Yeah, just three. They're too expensive.
How much were they?
It was like 10 for three.
10 for three? Get
That's
two.
That's not expensive at all.
You can get two. What the fuck, Kelly? You can
someone
get
someone else. They're going to take them off in 5 seconds.
Oh, God, Kelly. You really
You're
are just
Kelly
a shit
Pajuka,
person.
Huh?
You're just a fucking... Kelly she's Pajuka. A goddamn fucking nickel chaser. I mean, we have six
now
people
you can
on
wear
the show.
Them.
You
also
have,
a nickel saver.
Oh, asshole. You really are just... You ruined Christmas and New Year's. I'm glad you... I hope your plane does... No, I'm kidding.
How hot
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I hope it doesn't crash.
Planes float.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For this podcast has become crazy. I used to do this on my iPhone by myself. And now we do this. We have over 40,000 listeners a week.
Awesome.
And it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's getting bigger because of you assholes out there promoting it. So keep promoting it. Tell your friends. Keep listening. And Happy New Year, cocksuckers.
We should go on January 8th, Carolyn.
What'd you say? How do you ruin? I mean, literally, you really are just a fucking Spanish asshole. I mean, I literally fucking, what a beautiful ending to a show, and you're in it. General. And nobody, it's not even worth the plug because nobody heard it.
They heard it.
Just say it again.
Guys, tweet at me. No, you're going to cut me off, motherfucker.
Say
it.
Go ahead. Say
Caroline's it. January 8th, 7:30.
Please go. Please go. Just bring a bunch of other Puerto Ricans.
You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop